Blog Talk Radio.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car? I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm stroking. That's what I'm doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west, and I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. How long has it been since you made love? Huh? Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week? Did you make love last year? Or maybe it might be that you're planning on making love tonight. But just remember, when you start making love, you make it hard, long, soft, short, and be stroking. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. When I start making love to my woman, I don't stop until I know she's satisfied. And I can always tell when she gets satisfied. Because when she gets satisfied, she starts calling my name. She says, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. Ooh, shit, Clarence Carter. The other night, I was stroking my woman. And it got so good to her. You know what she told me? Let me tell you what she told me. She said, stroke it, Clarence Carter, but don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my... I be stroking. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it.
Thank you.
Is it going down?
It's going down.
This needs to be. Here we go again. Yo. Get on Field USA. You know I go by the name Nitty, right? I got to introduce y'all another motherfucker out of my squad, right?
Who is this nigga, man?
This nigga go by the name of John. He resides in College Park, right? But for right now, what we got to do for y'all, what we going to do? We got to give y'all a hit, huh?
Niggas in my face, damn near every day. Asking me a question like, Jock, where you stay? Chillin' College Park, where the chop call? Eat 20 grand, spend a grand at the bar. This is about his own, J's on my feet. I'm on the patrol, don't get like me. It's 69 cutlets with the bucket seat. Beat in my trunk, bought it just for the freak. Catch me in the hood, posted at the store. Pistol in my lap on the phone, counting dough. If the girl chew, let her do a thing. Shit like a mama, nice at night brain. Everybody love me, I'm so fly. Nigga throw the juice every time I ride by. I know you wonder why, I'm so cool. Don't ask me, just do what you do. Meet me in the trap.
Come here.
You gotta sit there with the you ain't gonna do shit face. As a face to say you ain't got nothing left.
Say it with me.
It is the sweetest.
It is the sweetest.
Name.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
How
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
Something about the name Jesus, Kirk Franklin. Oh, man. All right, all right, all right. We always got to give back to God. We have to show him his respect, how much we love him, and let him know how much we need him in our lives. When you got God growing up inside of you, he'll allow your life to be a lot smoother. And if you don't believe me, ask somebody that's got God in their heart. I am a true testimony of that. All right, let's go ahead on. Today being Sunday, the day before the holiday, oh, man, we had a car show today. There's some grudge racing going on in Budge Creek. I've been getting reports that there's a hell of a race going on in Budge Creek, man. I mean, them guys out there grudge racing and tearing it up. Larry T, my main man, Larry T, is giving that race at Budge Creek. It's a big event. I wish I was there. Due to certain circumstances, I have to take a back seat. But trust me, Larry T put on some races. They got some pro mods out there. You name it. They getting some grudge racing on. It's a lot of money. I heard the pot got up to about $30,000 on one of the races. Woo! So they getting it in. Somebody's going to go home with a nice little pot. Okay, with that being said, we had here in the Motor City some excellent weather. Oh, man. I mean, you couldn't predict no more better weather. We've had car shows. There's very little racing going on at the moment because one of our main major tracks is up for sale. If y'all got some money, stick your 2 cents in and try to buy it. I bet you if you walk in there with a large sum of money, they'll turn the tables to someone else. But we're going to hear some results of this Milan thing in a probably couple weeks, probably next week, maybe if not next week, 2 weeks, we should get some results out of Milan to find out who's going to own that track. Because the track's been closed all year, and it's got to produce a race or something within the year. So we on pins and needles trying to figure out who's going to buy it, who's the owner, and when is it going to be open. So looking at it now, we only got maybe like September and a little bit of October before that track can either do anything. So if any racing going at Milan this year, it'd be a slim chance. So we got to go ahead and get in gear for going out of town, going down south where the nice weather is, or wait until next year. We still have a couple other tracks. We've got no other than Onondaga. It's a new track, and it's functioning. It's got some racing going on, some events going on, not this weekend because of the holiday. But next week they got on the 11th is Pour Your Own Puddle by Detroit Hood Mike. And his event's been pretty doggone good, man. You get a chance to see some racing. It's a no-prep race. And those cars are outstanding. They fast. I've seen a couple of no-prep races, and I kind of like it. So on the 11th at Onondaga, you will see a no-prep race if the weather is good. That's next week. I would love to be there, but I can't. For those that don't know, I got deaf in the family, so I'm going to have to hit the highway and go pay my respects. My brother, my sister's husband, died. Cancer to set up, so, oh, man, he's pretty old, so wasn't looking too good. And he kept a lot of his pain and sickness to himself. You know how older people get. They don't want to tell you nothing. They don't want you to worry. That's their excuse. But I know it's some pain going on, and I know it's some suffering, but it ain't no more suffering now. So enough of that. I'll be out of town next week. Probably I might be leaving out of here, I don't know, I see. But I won't be able to go to a race next week unless I go down and come right back, and that's highly unlikely for Shake and Bake. Highly unlikely to turn around and come back and do some another 13, 14, 15 hours of driving. No. I'm going to go and kick my feet up. So, that car show that we had today, Caleb came on the show last week and told us about his car show. Man, it was a big car show, a lot of cars showed up at the flea market. And, man, it's some nice cars. I seen one of my favorite cars, a 61 Bel Air. And this guy, he had just got it. He only had it maybe like a week. And it's painted, got some rims on it, even got a hood scoop on it. But it's a 61 Bel Air. He got a digital dash, he said he got to put in it. And that's pretty much, oh, and he got I don't know what kind of snake it was, but he got the snake leather seats and panels and stuff. Man, it was all kind of cars out there today. 63 Impala. I didn't see but one 64 Impala, but he wasn't in the car show. Oh, man, it was some of everything. They had one of the strangest trucks out there. It looked like he took everything in his garage, even the wheelbarrow, and welded it together and made a truck out of it. It was creative. If I was giving out the trophy, that he would get a trophy for being creative. Speaking of trophy, Shake and Bake even got a trophy today. Good God Almighty. I ain't going to talk too much about that, but yeah, I got a trophy today. Ain't that about something? But anyway, pretty nice. What else can we talk about? What else can we talk about? Nothing right off the top of my head. We've got a special guest coming on today. He's running a little late. He's got two little ones, so you know how that is. Speak of the devil. First and foremost, let me get my co-host on here. Brother Unknown, are you there? Brother Unknown, hit the one button if you're out there. There you go. All right, let me get this. Damn it. Let me get this computer. All right, here we go. All right. Now, let's get this popping. Okay. Brother Unknown.
Yes, can you hear me Shake and Bake?
How you doing?
Can you hear
brother?
Me Shake and Bake?
Yeah.
How are y'all
brother
doing?
Unknown,
yeah, we're having a good time down here at Buzz Creek. They have a lot of different type of races, grudge races, and everything else you can name. And they have a nice big race down here. Can you hear me, Shake?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, Shake, can you hear me?
Yeah,
Cannibal and Jeff Rogers, they're having a big race, about $30,000, you know. It might be kicked off. I'll let you know a little bit more info on that a little bit later, who won the race. And there's several other people racing. So I'm going to let you go ahead with your show, and I should be home in a few minutes where I can get more information and be more clear, okay?
Okay, just stay on the line. I'm going to mute your mic. If it gets
noise,
I'll open it up.
All right, go ahead, mute my mic. Okay.
All right, so let's stand by and give us some race reports on what's going on out there at Buzz Creek.
Okay, thank you.
This is Brother Unknown.
Thank you.
This is Brother Unknown, everybody, from Maryland, one of my news reporters for the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show. So I'm going to keep him on mute. And let me go on with the next. I see my special guest on here. Hold on. There we go. All right. I'm going to open up the door for my special guest. Coming to you live, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Mike all the way from New York Syracuse, New York. Woo, way up there, people. We've got callers from all over the world coming in to the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show. We want to welcome him. He is a winner of the No Prep Race. And I want to welcome to the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show here in Detroit. And see what he got to say and what he got to offer. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live is my brother Mike. What up, Mike?
What's up, Shake and Bake?
Hey, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Mike. I want to first and foremost welcome you to the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show here in Detroit. We go out all over
Thank
the
you.
Doggone world, man. And we first and foremost want to know who you are. I want you to advertise, you know, give your name, tell everybody who you are, what kind of car you got, what you do. We just want the people in the Midwest here to get to know you. So start off giving everybody
All
your
right.
name and what kind of car you got.
My name's Mike Gwynn. I got a 65 Chevy 2 small block, no prep car. Operate a little shop, Syracuse on Teal Ave, called Gwynn Performance. Do chassis work, engine work, training work, regular repairs. I build my own stuff, drive my own stuff. Been racing about 25 years. I got a radial car as well, LDR Chevelle 66 with a 908 cubic inch big block Chevy, 5 systems on that. That's about it.
Oh, man, where are you out of, Mike?
Syracuse, State, New York.
Syracuse, New York. So by you being up there, then you know my boy Sammy.
Yeah, I know Sammy and Mo.
Sammy and Mo, okay. Yeah, Sammy been on the show several times. Matter of fact, he invited me to one of his races. Didn't he have a race not too long ago, or is it coming up?
Yeah. Well, I think they rained out a couple weeks ago at Empire Dragway in Rochester,
okay.
New York.
Okay.
I believe they got another one maybe coming up September 11th. I think they got another one at it might even be 131 or Dragway 42 maybe. Dragway 42, I think.
42.
The next one.
Oh, he got one that close to me? That ain't but 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But what day is that? That's next week?
Yeah, I think it's Saturday the 11th.
Oh, man, I ain't going to be able to make it. I got death in the family, and I got to go out of state to the film. I'm going to drive 13, 14 hours. So.
Sorry to hear that.
That's next week. Yeah, man. Part of life. That's one thing you can guarantee yourself. We are going to die. When that is, I don't know. But, man, I wish I'd have. Oh, shoot. I could have shot over to 42. We was just there not too long ago. Young Money gave a race out there. And that's how I got to meet Mike and Mike Smith. And I've been keeping in contact with him, and he told me about you. I said, well, sure. He won the what?
Mike.
No prep. So
Mike's a great
tell
guy.
Tell me about that. Yeah, real good guy, real good guy. Tell me about the race that you entered in, and what did you win?
Yeah, it was a no prep race at a little mom and pop drag strip called Tad and Jim's of Magnolia, Ohio. Tiny little place, absolutely no prep, no rubber down, real sketchy surface, 8th mile. I was about 28 cars, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we went what, 5 rounds and won it with a cracked cylinder head, broken motor.
Now
still
you
won
say,
it.
You say this was a no-prep race. You call it the Tag and Jim. They put on the race?
Yeah, Tad and Jim's.
Hmm. Okay.
Never heard of it? It's a small little place in the middle of, like, a cornfield, you know.
In Ohio?
Yeah, it's in Magnolia, Ohio.
Magnolia, Ohio. Okay. Shoot, them little small places, they usually have the best races. And
yeah, they really do.
And I had about 28 people there, so I know that was a pretty good race. So what was the payout?
End up being $7,700 to win.
First place?
I think it was first place, and me and the runner-up split 50-50 because he's a mutual friend, you know, well-respected racer. So we split.
Okay.
It was a good time.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I noticed a few guys I've been seeing when one wins, the runner-up, they'll split it with it. Is that like the norm, or is that just a friendly gesture?
It's probably a friendly gesture, you know. It's I've pretty much split every time I've been in the final because I've been in the finals only with friendly guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These are the times that I won, I split. When I lost, I didn't split.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you ran against this guy named Shakespeare, you don't even know him, and you won, would you split with him?
I mean, it's usually something you agree to before the final race, you know.
Oh,
kind of get with
right.
each other and talk about it, or you don't, and we just run it, and then you ain't split, you know. But kind of takes the pressure off the driver for the money, you know, and then you just run it out.
That way you at least walk away with something.
Exactly. You both getting the same money anyway, so there ain't no pressure on the driver to try to win the money because you're already getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And
Now,
well,
Have anybody won? Have you ever won and a guy came up to you after the race and asked you, do you want to split it?
No, it's never happened. No.
Okay.
I've been turned
so
down
it's just,
to split, you know.
what you
by
mean?
My friend, actually.
He didn't want to split with you?
Yeah, he didn't want to split with me. So then I put it on him and took all the money, you know.
So did you get mad or upset about that when he didn't want to split with you?
Not really. Just kind of was like, okay, you know, that's all right.
Come on, Mike. Come on, Mike. Tell the truth. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, it was a little weird because we're friends. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, if y'all friends, why didn't y'all split it?
That's what I thought. That's why I offered.
But do you hold it against?
Not at all. I hold no grudges against anybody usually, you know.
Well, Mike, I'm gonna put you in the category of my boy Smith. Mike Jones. Y'all gotta be good people, man. Cause if you don't carry a grudge, you know, that's kind of hard for some people to fight. Some people will just carry it. I can see the curse words. They said, "That's my mother. I could have gave me. I would have did it for him. Damn it, I needed that money." They just said all kind of stuff towards me. Man, I don't know. You know, that's kind of new to us, to me, splitting it. I've heard people doing it,
mm-hmm.
but. See, I'm from grudge racing, and grudge racing, you going at
yeah.
somebody's juggler, and you
right.
you when you get through beating him, you stomp him while he's down, and then take the money and go on about your business. So to sit and say, "Oh man, you was racing me for the money, and now you want me to split it with you? Here, go ahead." That's kind of hard to do in grudge racing. But
right, I hear you.
I see some people does it, man, and, you know, to each his own. But if I'm trying my damnedest and I'm built my car and I'm hustling trying to get this race and I'm in a shootout, it has to be a good reason for me to want to split. If I know the guy and I see him struggling, I might say, hey, man, I see you. You almost had me there one time, and something went wrong with the car, and then I pulled on through. I might split with him, you know.
Right.
It depends on how I feel, really. But in grudge racing, ooh, it's every man for himself and God for us all. That's a totally different tool. If that's what
you.
Some people do. Now, if I talk, if say me and you talked and discussed it before a race, probably so. I probably would. Now, like I say, in grudge racing, you would, and you need the money real bad. I might say,
right.
I had a flat tire on my trailer coming here. The barrel of fuel flipped over. police wrote me 4 tickets. I would have to say, Mike, I need this money.
I've been there.
I got people that. What was that guy's name on the TV? That cop that used to drive around messing with Smokey and the Bandit, Rufus D.P. Justice. He'd have wrote me about 8 tickets. I got to pay that man them tickets, bro.
Uh-huh. That's a good one.
I don't know. Buford J.T. Justice or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put the evidence in the car.
Yeah, I got somebody at the door, Mike. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Oh, it's my other co-host. Yeah. It's my other co-host here. 269, that's Brother Mike. I mean, that's Rich. What's up, Rich?
What's going on? Welcome to the show, Mike, and congrats.
Thank you, sir.
It's not easy to get to the top of them events. Everybody seems
it
to be getting
not.
A lot faster.
Yep.
So, but a question for you. You talk about splitting the pot, okay? Because
yep.
I haven't had this opportunity yet because I haven't made the finals. But we're getting close. So
yep.
A new guy that's never been in the finals. Somebody that's new on the game, never been in the finals. Do you go and talk to him, or do you wait and see if the new guy comes and talks to the old dog?
I probably wait, you know. Usually the guy that's expected to lose is the one that comes and finds the guy expected to win and asks to split, you know. If there is one, you know, that's how I've at least experienced it in every time that I had split, you know. Or it's just a mutual thing, you and your boy are in the final, and you're definitely going to split because you know that, you know. One or the other.
So,
but, like, this past weekend they came to me because we had the car to beat. And I mean, I have a ton of respect for the kid and his family, and they've helped me out before. And they're real good people, and I would – you know, absolutely not think twice about splitting with them, you know.
Right.
So a
new
guy,
else,
you'd wait for
someone else, that, you know.
You'd wait for a brand new guy that's never been in the final to come see you?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we meet in the lanes and we talk. We say, hey, be safe, you know, whatever. You know, have a fair race. And that's usually when you say, hey, you know, you're down with splitting. And most likely I would split with anyone that asked me to, you know.
No.
And it's not grudge racing,
know, being,
it's a shootout. You know,
right.
It's not
just,
anything to do with grudge.
I haven't been
and I don't race
yet.
For the money either
right.
at all.
Well, shit,
you
if
know,
any
I'm
of
there.
Us racing for the money, we're all going
yeah.
broke.
Exactly.
But, I mean, we ain't none of us making money. Even if you win a whole pot, you're still only breaking even. Like you said, you got a new head you got to buy now. So.
Exactly.
You know, you didn't make no money this last weekend, even though you won.
Oh, I died on it. I died on it winning, you know, completely. But I'd do it again and again and again, you know.
Because that's what we love.
We do it for the love.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
But, yeah, I was just curious, being the new guy, the first time I get there, if I need to go find the guys that have always been there or just wait until the staging lanes
yeah,
are
no.
up.
If you're the new guy that comes out and he's killing it, then most likely the old dog going to ask you to split, you know, because that's how it usually goes, you know.
So if you brand new, if you brand new in it and these other guys that's been in there for some years and been winning it, the new guy would kind of feel like, oh, why should I have to split with these guys, man? Give me a chance
right.
to win the money myself. I don't know. It's a lot
yeah.
of things
well,
go through a person's mind.
Yeah, and the guys that I'm actually that help me tune on my car and all that stuff and are helping me test and all that crap are probably the
uh-huh.
top five or six guys in this area anyways.
Right,
so
probably
going to
be the guys
you're
racing
in
the final regardless.
Yeah, right. The guys that I'm helping out are helping me out anyways, and they're going to know where I'm at. They're, you know, so because looks like Saturday is going to be our first event. So, and Shake's leaving town.
Nice.
He's bailing out on me.
Not bailing out, bro. You know, I'm
I know it.
Biting teeth. I'm biting teeth. I was really thinking of driving down there, do the filming, and come right back. But I hate that.
Well,
I hate to have to turn around and come back 15 hours.
Not when
so.
It's family. You need to go down and spend time with family, and I get it. And my condolences,
yeah.
you know. But,
I appreciate
yeah, I wouldn't
it,
expect
man.
You to show up after that. But,
Cause
no, it's good to
cause
get
you know
somebody
I've been
else
waiting
out here
on that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it come to life today. All another one of them two steps forward, one step back deals.
Again?
We got all the ignition figured out. We got all the fuel system figured out, fuel injection. You touch that throttle on that bitch and go to 8,500 faster than you can move your foot. It's awesome. Second time
what?
It went up there, it threw the belt drive off of it, sheared off at the goddamn crank.
No, it's don't say that.
Yep, yeah, sure as shit, man. But it's already out getting fixed, and I'll have it back tomorrow. So, but
okay. Well, these are
yeah,
the
Mike,
things you go through, man.
Yeah, Mike being new to the show, he doesn't know, but this has been a 25-month project on this car.
Oh wow!
And it come to life for the first time a month ago. And it's been two steps forward, one step back for the last
yep.
5 weeks. And now that it's
man,
finally done, it's like, hell yeah, let's put this bitch on the ground, snap the throttle one more time, and clang, clang. Fucking shit. But anyways,
well,
like I said, it's all getting fixed. We'll have it back tomorrow.
That's quick.
Just keep batting at it. Them bugs will get all, you'll get all them bugs in a minute.
Dude, with all the bugs I've had in the shop building this thing, there shouldn't be any when I get to the goddamn test track.
Well,
dead
these,
perfect
these
every time, man.
These cars are something else. They'll fool you. As soon as
yeah.
things get to going good, then here it comes. There comes another apple surface in the top.
Well,
and it's rotten.
But it's not like it's not expected at this point. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure once I put that on, something else will break. So, you know.
Where's the race this weekend?
We're running Onondaga this weekend. That PYOP from Mike with Short Hood TV.
Yep. Yeah, Port on Puddle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at Onondaga.
Yep. Is that
it's
a
nice
front
event.
Track
That's,
or back? Front or back track?
It's a front track, but the last event they scraped it. Friday night before the
yeah.
event, so it was a virgin surface.
Perfect. Yep.
And that's $7,500 is what the pot's been on that every weekend or every month
that's
that we
awesome.
Run out there. So, yeah,
yep.
it's nice. And then they got big tire, small tire, G-body shootout.
Yep.
They added something else to it this time. There's another shootout. Then they got the bikes, and they got big tire as well. So,
nice.
I mean, it's a packed house. It's a nice show. If you like to know prep, you definitely need to come up and check that out sometime if you can.
Yeah, I've been getting into that pretty good lately, more than the prep stuff for sure. It's more affordable. Actually have more fun doing it, really, you know.
To me, it seems like it's the guys are easier to get along with, I guess, maybe. I don't know. It just
Definitely a different group of people for sure.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, and it's and like you said, that little mom and pop track, you're not at a big, you know, venue. So it's,
right.
It's more of a relaxed, kickback, barbecue, you know.
Cool atmosphere.
Setting
yep.
type.
Real
yeah.
cool atmosphere. Yep.
Yep.
I like seeing them little places get real busy and thrive for 1 or 2 days. You know, they need it to stay alive. And
yeah.
It's a good yeah, show.
Onondaga up here, I don't know how much you know about the track, but it was open 4 years ago. Then
yep.
legal battles got shut down. Dan's cancer came back. We lost Dan. Another guy bought it and told the county he didn't give a shit. He was opening the goddamn thing up. Come get me if you want some. But he's got pockets so deep he don't care. And
right.
So it's kind of cool to see it. And it's a little double guardrail track, middle of nowhere, outlaw.
Yep.
Love it.
Whereabouts?
Like you said, it's...
What state are we talking about?
Go ahead. Michigan.
What state? Oh, Michigan, okay.
Yep, it's right here in southern Michigan. It's just north of where 94 is. It's like
nice.
40 minutes off of 94. What's that other one, Shake? 127 or 27? What is it that goes north? Is it 27? 120? What is that fucking highway over there? Did we lose Shake? I think we lost Shake.
No, I was.
Yep,
I was trying to call my daddy. Hey, Mike, do you know Sharon? You know Sharon Baker?
Sean Baker.
Sherman.
Oh,
Sherman Baker.
I know the truck. I'm familiar
yeah,
with the truck. Five. I do not know him personally.
Yeah, yeah just.
But that is
his
area where we were at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's a. He's the one that's got the bounty on him up there at Onondaga at every one of the PYOPs. I think
mm-hmm.
he's won all but one
yeah,
of them this
good.
Year.
He definitely good.
Yeah, he's definitely on the top of the heap.
Yeah, I just
yeah,
called
that's
him.
Side truck.
And left a message
yep.
with him. But, yeah, he's been on the show before, Mike, and that truck is badass.
It yeah, really
it
is.
Him and Ty
like,
make a good team.
Him and who?
Ty, his tuner.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that helps him
okay.
and tunes the truck and shit. Those two get along so well.
Yep.
But they've been doing it forever.
That helps,
mm-hmm.
you know, for sure.
Yep. But, yeah. So he'll be up there again, but.
Yeah, I sure like to be there. I told Detroit Hood Mike I was gonna come to his next event, but I didn't know this was gonna happen. So I had to catch the next
yep.
one. You think he gonna have another one, Rich, before the year out?
October 16th will be the next one if the weather holds.
Yeah, in October for us it's a iffy. It's iffy.
Yep.
Hell, they
sure.
got a no prep race scheduled at Lapeer like October 23rd or some shit, some Halloween bash thing. So they're planning. I guess they're planning on an Indian summer or some shit because they're fucking scheduling shit all the way to the end of October.
Nah, I remember Dave.
Might as well try.
On the 23rd of October, it usually be cold. And, you know, this Michigan weather is iffy. It could be cold, and sometimes I've seen it where it snowed in October. Matter of fact,
I've
gone
out trick-or-treating. Yep. I've taken my kids trick-or-treating when they were little and had blizzard conditions and had short weather. So,
yeah.
It's possible.
Yep, that's Michigan for you. Normally on those trick-or-treat days, I usually go Memphis. T-shirt weather, but Holly Spring, Mississippi is where I go, and oh man, it's a race down there called Trick or Treat, and when I come back home, if you leave and come back home, you probably got to drive back in the snow.
Yeah, screw that. Is there any? There you got any more of them races down there at that mom and pop place you're talking about there, Mike, or no? Do they got a web page or a Facebook page or anything?
I, I'm not on Facebook myself, so I can't answer that. I don't think they have any more. I usually hear about them if they do. They did they ended that one before the last one early because of that guy crashed there or whatever, and they were supposed to redo that one in October, but I'm not sure that they're gonna.
Yeah, what'd you say the name of the place was?
It's Tad and Jim's of Magnolia.
Tad and Jim's Dragway.
Yep.
Of Magnolia. Guess what? They got a Facebook page.
Yep. It don't surprise me.
Everybody's got a Facebook page.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah. Well, hell yeah. Somebody talking no prep, baby. I'm going to find out where these mom and pop places are at.
That's a good one, for sure.
Yeah, really, I would like to go down and run Jeff Thomas's race, War in the Woods.
Yeah, War in the Woods. I did that last one. That was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, they got
it's
one.
A great
on,
track, too. Very similar.
September 25th is next one.
Yeah, we're going to try and do that one. Hope I got some cylinder heads.
Is that the War in the Woods?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had planned on going, but I guess I have to walk my daughter down the aisle that day or something. So.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to be able to make it.
That's not good.
Well,
and that's the one
that's
we plan on going to, Rich.
Yeah. I just got my struts and stuff from him today. Got them in the car already, so.
Oh, okay.
What kind of car you got?
Third-gen Camaro. Got an 83
yep.
Z28 that I've had for 34 years.
Wow.
T-top car.
Yep.
Full interior, stock suspension, small block, nitrous. Street car.
Nice. Yep.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
From Syracuse, New York to 42, how long did it take you?
It's about 7 hours.
7 hours. Do you mind traveling? Do you like to travel or you got
no, I don't mind traveling. I'll drive like I was talking to you earlier, I said we went to Mississippi in the pad. I mean, we went down there. That was like 20.
Okay.
So we'll drive. We don't mind driving.
Okay.
I got a motor home, so we cruise.
I'm
going
to have to get me a
new
tow vehicle before I do that shit.
Yeah, there ain't shit locally for me for hours, really, that's worth a shit. So I have to travel minimum 6-7, you know, is usually the norm.
Hmm.
Well, yeah. Other than
we got
Dagger,
local track,
which
it's bracket only.
Yeah. And other than Onondaga, which Mike used to do it at Milan. You weren't on earlier when Shake was talking about Milan supposedly coming back next year, but that's the closest one we got around here is what Mike does. If it's not there, it's down to US 41 in Indiana or all the way down to Bunker Hill. They do one or two no preps a year. Big end banger at Muncie.
Yeah.
Those are, you know, that. So, yeah, we're all kind of that same deal. We got one track once a month. Other than that, we're doing the same thing you are.
Yeah,
4 to 6 hours,
yeah.
8 hours. Sucks. I think that's why the street
so
racing has been so good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, what do you pull your race car and your trailer with?
I pull it with a Winnebago motorhome.
RV? Okay, Winnebago motorhome.
I used to pull it with a pickup truck, but we slept too much in the pickup truck, and it was real uncomfortable, so I ended up breaking down and getting a Winnebago motorhome.
I got a buddy of mine, real good friend of mine. I'm trying to get him to get a RV so he can travel. He might be on the show listening right now, but I don't know. But that's the way to go. That's the way to go.
It really is. It changes the game.
I would agree with that. If you're going every weekend, like when my girls were running junior dragsters, You know, I had a big motor home that we took to the track, and then, you know, we had everybody someplace to stay and that kind of shit. But I got rid of that thing a long time ago. Now it's just me, though. You know, or a couple of crew guys. But
You can make a truck work. We made a truck work for a long time. We'd even sleep in the trailer, put the car outside, cover it up, air mattresses in the trailer, you know, and sleep like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of what we're looking at.
By it being just you, Rich, you don't have a problem with that, right?
No, actually, I got that king cab truck, so I'm thinking about getting rid of the back seat and making it wider so it's like a bed. So I can just climb the back seat of my damn truck and sleep. But I don't know, honestly, and Mike probably knows this better than I do, but I don't know as if I could travel with my car and race at this level alone. I mean, there are
guys
that will pour puddles for you. You know, you get up the starting line, you're alone. You know, there's guys that will pour puddles for you and that kind of shit, but... You know, to have faith in somebody lining you up and know you're straight and all that kind of stuff is... You know, I don't know this guy. Is he real good buddies with the guy I'm racing and he's going to put... You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
not,
true.
I don't think there's any guys like that out there. Or if there is, there's very few. But, you know, it's hard. All the guys that I... Like I said, the guys that are helping me test are all in the same group.
Right.
You know, if everybody has a great day, we can't help each other when we're the car next pair going down. It's, you know, so you got to get some guys that aren't in the cars, you know, or in that class, if they're big tire guys or whatever type thing. But.
And then trying to find somebody that's off the same time. Oh, I got to work. Oh man! Well, let's see if we can get John. Oh, John can't go. So it is kind of hard trying to get a crew to go with you, even if it's one or two people.
It is. It certainly is.
Well, and traveling's not cheap anymore. I mean, the price of gas or diesel's gone through the goddamn roof. You know, and like you said, yeah, you know, food, all that stuff, traveling. You try to stay in a hotel to be nice to your guys. Christ, you can't even go to a flea bag anymore for, you know, you used to be able, what was the old Motel 6s you used to be able to get for like $29 a night or some shit?
Oh, that's gone.
Yep.
Those are probably $100 a night now.
Every bit of $100. If you find something in the 80s, you're lucky.
Yep.
Sure enough.
So do you got the same guys that go with you all the time, Mike? Or, I mean, you kind of in that same boat?
Yeah, I got – luckily I got a group of three or four guys that are great, man, and they do other races too with their dad and stuff, so they can't always go. But when they can go, they're – you know, we kind of schedule around their other stuff. And I got three, four guys that are awesome that help me out. And then sometimes they can't go and I'll go alone because I'm hard-headed. And I went down to that Midnight Madness a few months, a month ago or so alone, if you've seen any of that, at KD Dragway in Ohio as well.
Yep.
That's the one with the big hill, one with the big-ass mountain at the end of it. You got to go straight up.
It looks like it'd kind of be fun, I think, at least once.
Yeah, I mean... I didn't make a good lick, and I lost first round, so I never got to hit the hill fast. You know what I mean? I spun. So it sucked, but that's the game with no prep, you know? Yeah. Throw too much at it.
Do you follow the Ohio Grudge racing at all?
Yeah, I do a little bit. Yep, we talked to the one guy that takes pictures there with the Mohawk, and kind of buddies with him. Forget his name, but
yeah, Josh does a. If you're not on Facebook, then you wouldn't see it. But YouTube, if you go on YouTube,
not
he's
at
on
all.
Every Monday night, he does a live feed and talks about the prior weekend and all that. But yeah, their race, they put out a big race 2 weeks ago, got rained out. but I think they're trying to do even a bigger one next year. They had 60 cars or some shit, 58 cars in small tire. It was
nice.
Hell of a turnout.
Hold on 1 second. I got somebody at the door. 313-1396. 313-1396. Who we got, caller?
What up, Shake Johnson? It's Hamilton Mike.
What up, Mike?
What up, though, Shake?
I'm good. We got a special guest on the show today. His name Mike Glenn. He's a no-prep winner all the way from Syracuse, New York. Yeah. Say hello to Mike.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man. Trying to see what's going on with this no-prep stuff.
Hey, you you know, Onondaga got a no-prep race next Saturday. I won't be here, but we're advertising it for Woody Sloan and Detroit Mike Hood. So if you ain't doing nothing, you might want to go out there, because Rich on the show right now. Rich, one of my co-hosts, he'll be there.
Okay.
I ain't going to be here. I got to go, too.
Just don't have any high expectations about me, Mike, because it's our maiden voyage, so hard telling how the hell that's going to go.
I have to take the drag radios off and put a different tire on, put my Hoosiers on or something.
There you go. Come on up and have a good time. Win, lose, or draw, I can promise you, you will have a good time at Onondaga. It is one of the best groups of people you will ever race with.
Yeah, I see quite a few, the guys they be posting, you know what I'm saying? I follow it that way. You know, I've never even been on a day, though.
Mm-hmm.
Never been there.
And it's you know what? You know how you go to Milan, right?
Right.
Well, from Detroit to Milan, Michigan is about 55 minutes. To go from Detroit to Onondaga, hour and a half. So you just go.
An hour and a half.
Yes, instead of coming up 23, you just keep going to 127 and go north. And it's right off the freeway.
Okay, so you get
three miles
take 94 to 127 and take 127 north?
Yep. And a few minutes you'll be there.
Oh, okay.
It's like, what,
it's
15
really,
minutes of back roads driving from 127?
Well, drag radio ain't no good
for up there, right?
That's something you have to talk to Rich about. Rich will know more about that.
What's that?
Drag radio ain't no good up there, is it?
Normally, no, but two events ago, a guy on a 275 Pro Radio went to the final. The track got that good.
Well,
mm-hmm.
So it's first time that's happened up there at that event or any of Mike's PYLPs. But, yeah, he come out just to try his luck and ended up in the finals against Sherman Baker on a 275 Pro Radio.
Yeah, Sherman Baker, he's a hard guy to beat, man. That old green pickup, they tell you to do just what it say on the hood, step aside.
Yeah, that sounds like it might. If the weather hold out, that might be a pretty good event. You ought to come on down, Mike. Oh, shoot, we got too many mics on the show. We got
Mike,
a Hamilton Mike. And yeah.
Hey, Shake, that's a popular name, man.
I see.
I guarantee you, if you run across 25 guys, I about guarantee you 10 of them named Mike.
Right. Michael either John.
Yeah, I can say that, yeah. Yeah, but
so
I
you have a nice time
check that out.
Yeah, so it might be pretty good. You should check it out and let me know, man, how it turn out.
Yeah, I'm gonna
if
have
you
to
get
try.
A chance to go, call me and let me know.
I'm going to go. Because I'm in a okay. I'm in a shootout out at Lapeer on the 18th. They got a G-body shootout, so you know I'm going there.
Oh no, you got a G-body?
Yeah.
See, now you don't even have to run in a 28-10-5 class. You can run in a G-body shootout.
Oh, they got one of them at Onondaga?
Yep, at all the PYOPs, they got a G-body shootout.
Oh, okay.
That's what Brent's running right his up. Oldsmobile in.
Yeah.
That's right up my alley right there now.
Still going to want to put your slicks on because it's a shit surface. But
yeah, I can put the Hoosiers back on. And, yeah, but you know, my Hoosiers is a 29.
Nope, got to be a 28.
Only one I got some... But what about if it's a W? I got some 28-10-5 Ws.
Probably no W as well.
Exactly. 28-10-5, even in the G-body shootout.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, I got the tackle with the guys with that is my is the radios. Well, I can borrow a set. That wouldn't be a problem, but, you know. Guys, they want
what
to measure
size
the
your radio?
Tigers.
What size are your radio? What size radio are you on?
28, 10 and a half.
The 275-60 or a 28-10-5? The sportsman radio or bracket radio?
Yeah, the bracket radio.
I run them on my car occasionally, so you might just get by with those up there and not have an issue either.
Yeah, you know, they say those tires, they work pretty good, so, you know, this is my first time even dealing with a radio on my car. You know, a lot of people said that, you know, I had to do this, I had to do that, you know, in order to get them to work. Yeah, car got to separate, and, you know, I put a pair on my car, went to the pier, went right down Broadway, no problem. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that 28-10-5 bracket radio is a different radio than like the Pro 275 DOT stuff. It's a different tire.
Yeah, yes, they are. Yeah, you know, they got so many radios, you know, you have to be careful because you can grab the wrong ones and, you know, wonder why they make you dislike a radio because, they, you know, you'd be better off with a street tire.
Well, you could always throw them on. They got a hard tire class. You can come up and run that class. You throw a street tire.
No, you ain't gonna put no hard tire on my car.
I'm just saying. There's another class that they run. You know, it's just another option.
Yeah, that's right. Mike Hood do have the hard tire class.
Yeah, that's what that 78 Malibu we're putting together is going to be in. That's what my son's going to run is that hard tire.
No, okay.
Only because I can't cut that car up. It's only got 58,000 miles on it.
Oh, no, you don't want to cut that up.
And I'm the second owner.
Oh, okay. Well, mine just cut up pretty good. So it's cut up.
Those are the ones I like cutting up.
Yeah, it's cut up. You know, no dash, you know, all Lexan windows. It's cut up pretty bad.
No, this thing doesn't even have a wear mark in the seat because the lady that owned it before me only soaking wet weighed 80 pounds, so she didn't even put any ass bumps in the seat at all.
Oh, she never put a dent in it.
No.
Wow. So that's this coming Saturday, right?
Yep, September 11th, Onondaga, 9 o'clock in the morning. Gates open at 8. Drivers meeting at 11.
Is that a morning event?
Yes, sir. It's an all-day event. They don't have any lights out there, so gates open at 8, drivers meeting at 11, and right after the chip draw at 11 o'clock, they do first round.
And what's the buy-in?
$200 for the 28, $200 for the big tire, and I think it's only $100 might be, it's either 100 or 200 for the G-body. I know the hard tire is only 50.
So I would have to pay twice if I want to get in both of them. So it would cost me a total of $400.
Yes, sir. But if you're going to run both, you're going to have a busy day.
No, I don't want to whoop on it like that.
Yeah, there's usually, I wish Brent was on because he'd give you a better idea, but I want to say there's generally any place from 12 to 18 G-bodies. I mean, it's a decent turnout for the G-body shootout. There's quite a bit, you know, for the area. There's 16 or 18 cars pretty much every week, so, or every month.
Oh, okay. I would like to get in one of them and just, you know, you might be surprised. There's no telling.
That's what I'm hoping for. A lot of surprises.
So you won't be there that week, Shake?
No, his brother-in-law or something? Passed away, he got to go down south.
I seen him at the car show today. He said that his brother passed away.
Yeah, so he's got to go down south for the funeral.
Yeah.
So he won't be back, but you can always come find me, Mike.
Hey, Rick.
I have a trailer full of parts and fuel and everything if you need it. Yeah, go ahead, Shake.
I just called Brent. He said once he come up off the freeway and turn off his GPS, he'll be on.
All right.
Okay. Shake, you spoke with Melvin?
Huh?
Have you spoke with Melvin?
Melvin on the show. He's sitting back. He like a vulture. He sit back and listen and wait till somebody break an ankle, then he scoop down.
Oh,
yeah, he's waiting for Brent. He's waiting for Brent to say hello.
He's in the sky just flying around in a circle. He's just
right.
Waiting to scoop down and get back up.
Right. You know how them vultures work. They sit up in the tree and scoop around and wait till they see that rabbit hopping and don't know where he's going.
Is you on the phone, Mr. Coney? Mr. Coney, is you on the phone?
I'm sitting there looking at his number. He'll swoop down in a minute. Yes. Oh, let's see. Oh, we got a hand up. We got a news reporter from Bud's Creek. Brother Unknown.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you got some news reporters out of Bud Creek?
Yeah, how y'all fellas doing? It was a very nice evening down there. It was a lot of promos down there, a lot of steel and glass down there. And man, I mean, even though, you know, the races that were supposed to get off didn't get off because of the rain late on, it was still a very, very best show, one of the best shows I've ever seen. I mean, it was just lightning fast cars after lightning fast cars. All you seen was a whole bunch of 5-second cars in the eighth of the mile and 4-second cars and eighth of the mile, car after car. I mean, they put on a good show, and it was a lot of grudge racing. But it didn't get to the big boys. They had a $30,000 race down there with the Cannibal and Jeff Rogers with his Cassius Clay car. And the only thing I seen about that, them guys, they kept having shakedowns. They had like 3 shakedowns apiece. And then later on, the rain came down, so they wasn't able to go ahead and get the big $30,000 race off. So it looked like to me the rain danced right on up until the rain. But still, it was a beautiful show. So you definitely got your money's worth. So we had a really good time out here until the rain came down. So it was nice. A lot of calls. And, I mean, it was car after car, you know.
Yeah.
And then they would throw a grudge race in the middle. They would throw that grudge race in the middle. It was real nice.
Okay. Yep. That's a race. LT, Larry T put on. Larry T puts on some good races.
Yeah, every year he puts it on. And I mean, he puts on a show. He got calls from everywhere, some of the best. And, I mean, just to see them come up there, and lay that rubber down and get on down there, and then all of a sudden a grudge race come up between there, man, you get your money's worth. Yeah, so it was really nice. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we raining down here now, so the rain dance came, and so that took the $30,000 race away. But it was a few good $10,000 races. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's the only thing we have to worry about is that rain. But other than that's good. They got a chance to get off some good races.
Yeah, it was car after car after car. And I mean, it was no slow car. They were laying it down.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you for Bud Creek News Report.
Yeah, it was
and
really
that's
good.
Coming from Brother Unknown all the way from Maryland. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
We got somebody at the door. That's my boy Brent is. Come on in, Brent. Your mic is open.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Not too bad. Just out on the road tonight, just about working my way back home, but,
But
still running the roads. Huh?
You didn't go out testing tonight, did you, or did they?
No. We got us a new surprise.
Uh-oh. I don't even want to know. I'll talk to you later about it, I guess.
ain't nobody pregnant, is they?
No.
Oh, okay. It ain't one of them surprises. All right.
Yeah.
You know
what,
when somebody says surprise.
Tonight, Rich and Jake?
Rich was asking
guys?
Something. We got a guy on the show that might be interested in the D-Body shootout. And they say you know
nice.
More about the shootout. You was in it last time, wasn't you?
Yep.
How many cars were in that last time, Brent? Do you know? How
nine.
Many cars actually
nine.
Signed up? Nine last
nine
time?
Of
I thought
them.
It was more than that. Well, there
yep,
you go, Mike. Hamilton, Mike, it's all about you, man. Make it an even 10.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, so
it's
if
a good
I want to,
if
I want to get in the G body shootout and the no prep, so that's 200 for the G body shootout, and 200 for the no prep, so I would be spending 400, right?
No, $100, Mike, $100, and then you got to pay to get in the gate. It's about $25 or $35 for us to get in the gate.
Uh huh.
And then you give Detroit Hood $100 to enter the G body shootout. So it's under $150, I'd say, Hamilton, Mike.
And I will be in both races.
No,
that'd be the G body shootout, just the G body for $100. Now you can do the small tire. I think the small tire's $200. Hamilton, Mike.
Okay.
Yep, I think that one's 200, you know.
Okay.
So it cost you $340 to get both classes to run both events, Mike.
I think
I'll come and just run the G-Body shootout.
Nice. We got some pretty good close competition in that G-Body, And I know some of them boys been stepping up their program a little bit, but, you know, that'd be fun to have, you know, like say, maybe, hopefully, I don't know if Danny got his car fixed, but there was nine of us last time, and I seen on Facebook a few more people are going to be coming, Rich, and guys.
And Danny is fixed.
So, did Danny get his fixed, Rich?
Yeah, it's all up and running.
Nice,
good deal, man. He went up Friday and tested with us.
Awesome, that's cool. He's planning on coming then, it sounds like, so.
Yep, he'll be there, so that's 10, so. And if them other couple guys come up, and then Mike comes up, you'll end up with 13, 14 cars.
That'd be nice. That'd be real nice, you know. take a little bit longer to get through them, and it sounds like there's going to be a lot more people coming down. You know, it sounded like Skip was coming there with his car, you know, Batman.
Skip, I seen him change the tires. He said he's going and try some no prep stuff. He called it the dark
side.
That'd
be nice. That'd be cool. That'd be good to see. I like
it
the dark side.
The dark side.
That Batmobile's always ran the whole time I've ever known it, man. That guy flies down through there. He's been pretty stiff component or competition, you know, for a lot of years. I've seen him run the Milan and stuff, and oh, Skip's got it going on.
Yeah,
well,
you know
Skip, Skip was doing pretty. You know, Skip's been doing good on the street for many years, and the Street Outlaws came just to attack him. They could never catch him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been passing that Batmobile, I know that. I don't know if that's the same one he's had all these years, but...
Yeah, same car.
Same car.
That is cool. That is cool.
Yeah, last time we had no prep, they did it at Milan on the backside. I took my mom to there.
Nice. I like that Onondaga, man.
I'm definitely going to come.
Nice.
I look forward to seeing you, Mike. Yep. Look forward to that myself, too. Because we will be there as well.
Hey, Brent.
What's up?
We got a special guest on the show. We got a special guest on the show from. Well, somebody would call me. Oh, she was from Chicago. From Syracuse, New York. Mike Glenn. We're trying to get him to come out to the No Prep.
Right.
Yeah, I sent my heads out FedEx, and they lost them. They stuck in Perrysburg, Ohio for like 4 days. Because I done cracked one of them at that Patton Jim's race, like I said.
Now, let me ask you this question. Now, before this event started, did they scrape the track?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And washed it. Yeah, it was slick.
They do scrape it.
They did it the last
slick.
One at Onondaga last time. They did it the last one, but not the one before. So
they might not do it this Saturday.
Right.
Possibly won't, because they did not do any racing this weekend. They let the track close this weekend for the holiday. So there hasn't been anybody on it in 2 weeks. So they may not do any scraping. They may just run it the way it is.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at some video. You know, it looked like some guys was hooking and getting up and out of there.
Yeah. There's a few guys that were flying up there a couple months ago. I'm not going to throw any times out there, but there was a few guys flying a couple months ago.
Well, you don't get no time slip there, right?
No.
No, but
I don't know.
Every one of us got a dragon.
They're not doing any time at all on this PYOP from what I know of, right, Rich? I mean, the last couple times we've been there, I think Woody said they don't even have them on or nothing. That way nobody knows nothing, you know.
Exactly.
They don't
Nobody in the
know.
Tower sees
yeah.
anything. They don't use the staging lights. You lined up on
the
a line with a hand
start.
Signal and a flashlight start.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Style.
Yeah.
Let's do
it's awesome. It's really a nice event, Hamilton, Mike. It really is. And guys, both of you guys, you know, the guys are coming maybe from out of town, you know. Really nice event.
Yeah. And everybody out there. Everybody up there will help you or give you anything you need to. There isn't anybody in that group that comes up on the PYLPs that are nothing but help you.
Friendly.
I don't know if there's any guys that are up there that are standalone type guys.
Yeah, you know, the last I seen, you know, the last podium puddle they had there, there was no one at Lapeer. No one was at Lapeer. Everybody was at Onondaga.
Mm-hmm.
It's a packed house. Every single one of them is a packed house. I mean, usually, like I said,
I'm gonna be in the packed house this Saturday.
Well,
nice.
You come and find us. We'll be easy to find, but it's a really nice event. The only thing is, the only downside to the whole facilities is everything's portageons. There's no actual facilities up there.
Yeah, because it's a new
track. Well, that's like Dragway 42. They don't have no restrooms either.
Right.
Yeah.
Just 40-40. But
yeah,
trust me,
that's how
Woody's going to get on top of that. He's waiting until the season is pretty much over with. Then he's going to start doing some repairs to the track and to the facility.
Well, rumor has
he'll be doing some events there.
Oh, yeah. He's doing events now, but rumor has it he's got the return road or the staging lanes out that other road now, too. That's done. So I haven't been out there, but that's what I was told.
Well, I hear someone done bought Milan.
Well, we're not 100% sure
official
on it yet. They had to go back to court, and some more stuff then popped up. They're supposed to. There's a rule that Milan has to open one time out of the whole year, and in order to keep the license and everything official. So they went back to the drawing board, and they're gonna probably try to run an event. We won't know until next. Yeah, we won't know until they say it's September, so this is the first couple of days of September. So any day now, we should be hearing something from them about what they're going to do. But there was an owner in position to buy it for $3 million.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'll talk, dude. You know, I heard that someone that even got it and finna dump a mill and a half in the place.
Well, we hope they put some money in the track and change.
Yeah,
it's
a beautiful
owners.
Place, man. You know the thing about it. You know you put some money in your money maker, man. Money make money.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know, so.
But
yeah, I hope so because the pier is good. You know what I'm saying? But it's just a little too close to me. You got no room, you know, anything can happen with a car, you know what I'm saying, at that rate of speed. And, you know, it's just real, real close. Whenever you can get your star 9 and glance over and tell what the next person is listening to on the radio station, that's a little too close.
You crazy, boy.
that's a little close, though, Chase.
Yeah, well, you know, these tracks, Lapeer and Onondaga, these are some real old tracks. Back in the day, you know, the speeds wasn't nowhere near what we're doing now, but they didn't need a real wide track. Yeah, so now that the cars have picked up speeds and we got new technology, they need a little bit more, a little bit more room. So,
yeah,
I'm sure they're going to widen it out just like 41, and they're gonna change and update some stuff. So Lapeer would have widened it, but he jumped in there. Jennings jumped in there and resurfaced the track. And then after he got it going, everybody was telling him, "Oh, it needs to be a little wider." So you got to think about what you do before you start paying them contractors because. It don't hurt to ask the guy. If he had came on and says, Mike, Rick, Brent, Shake and Bake, what do you think I should do about the track? And it would have really helped. We would have told him, widen it for one, put some concrete walls up too, and make sure you get them humps out of it, because Lapeer used to have some bad humps on that left line.
Yeah, and that can really upset a quick time.
Yeah. So asking some of the racers, what should I do, is really important.
Well, that's the good thing about Woody at Onondaga. That's exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike.
You know, I've never even been inside Onondaga's track before. Never.
Well, it looks just like Lapeer. And so what? The tower's in the same place. It's right off the street. It's in the same place. It favors Lapeer. It's got that little tower right there in the same, in that little corner. And can you see it? You're going to say, damn, this looks like Lapeer. I guess they was
well, we got plenty of parking room. Lapeer don't have a lot of parking room.
Oh, this place got a lot, doesn't it, Rick?
We haven't filled it, overflowed it yet. So, yeah, there's plenty.
Uh-uh. Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna definitely check it out this coming this Saturday, you know what I'm saying? But I'm coming so far, I have to leave here about 7:30 in the morning.
No, that's about
yeah,
what time we
about
leave
an
our
hour and a half. About twice the distance of mine.
Because don't the gates open
usually,
at 8 o'clock, Brent?
Yeah, usually the driver's meetings at, like 10 or 11 o'clock, usually somewhere around 10 or 11 is the driver's meeting. I haven't seen it posted what time it is yet, but, you know, we'll somebody let him know, you know. But usually it's by 10 or 11 is the driver's meeting.
Well, whatever time they post the driver's meeting, add an hour to it. Because it ain't never
right,
on time.
Okay. Right, right.
So by
my
me covering from
time,
so far, you know, I have to allow myself at least an hour and a half to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. Yep, it's an hour and a half drive. But it's a quick one.
Yeah, you know, I'm like 45 minutes away from Milan, so, you know. That'd be a nice little ride.
Well, if you 45 minutes from Milan, shoot it, that's another 10 or 15 minutes. You get there quicker than I do.
Yeah, I'm on 45 minutes from mine. You know, I'm around Southfield and Grand River.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And I.
So you said
out
94
to
127 and take 127 north?
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
And what's the
end from there? Bellevue.
What'd you say?
Bellevue Highway.
I didn't hear it.
You gonna see I think it's exit 56. It'll say Bellevue Lindsay. It'll say Bellevue Lindsay exit.
Okay.
When you come up that exit, turn left and you're gonna drive 3 miles and be right at the track on the right hand side.
Okay, so 90,
hey Mike,
94, yeah.
You got a pen and paper? Or do you use your GPS stuff?
Yeah. Probably my wife give me something to write with, you know what I'm saying? You know, the grandchildren, they always mess with it.
Yeah, grandkids don't keep coloring books and coloring crayons around anymore. They're all on computers now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I give you the address of the track, and then you can...
Okay, what's the address? I'm ready.
4186.
4186.
Bellevue Road.
Bellevue Road.
Onondaga, Michigan.
Onondaga, Michigan. Well, once I put the address in, it's going to put me right there anyway.
Yep, 49264 is the zip code. 49264
is the zip code.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Gates open at 8, driver's meeting at 10.
Gates open at 8, driver's meeting at 10.
Yep.
So really driving me that 11.
So your tech card is $40?
And you know what? That'd be a good birthday present for me. This is my birthday is Thursday.
There you go.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, man.
Oh, yeah. I'll be 58, Jake. I'm getting on up there.
He's getting on up there. Well, they're moving on up.
Yeah. Hey, you know, getting old is a privilege now these days.
Right.
Okay. 4186 Bellevue Road, Onondaga, Michigan.
Yep.
Oh, and look at the date. That's 9/11.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, goes nobody paying attention to that part of it.
Terrorist report. Terrorist report.
Some memories there.
Yeah.
Some memories there.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
That's, so when you coming down, Mike?
I'm going to be there.
Mike Glenn.
I'm
going to
be there Saturday morning. Huh?
Oh,
Mike,
man, I
Mike
wish I could come
Mike
with
number
that
one.
That heads to come with. I'm broke
somebody
right
get,
now, so I'm kind of.
Somebody loan him a set of heads, man. Please say you broke.
Yeah, I'm broke. my motor broke.
I was about to say. Well, you got a backup car. Tone it down a little bit. And come
that
on
one
with.
Broke. That one broke too.
Oh,
both broke.
God. God. Dog.
Yeah. I'm hard on them.
Man, you
and
got
I don't think the heads can
there.
Swap from one to the other.
Oh no.
Yeah, they ain't gonna fit.
Yeah, that's a big difference. 66
I sent you the flyer. Jake, I sent you the flyer for the 11th if you want to forward that to Mike. Hamilton Mike.
Okay.
I sent it to Brent too.
Right.
So now Brent's got it.
We bring two G bodies.
Yeah, that just got sent to me from Mike at Detroit Hood TV. So,
okay.
That card, and then $100 for PYOP for Mike, and then that's it, and then just your admission, right, Rich?
Well, if he's a car and driver, it's $40 for the tech card. That's all he's got to pay, and then $100
okay.
for the G-body shootout.
So $140.
Yeah, and I think it's
yeah.
20 or 25 or 30 for crew members or spectators. Might only be 20. Hell, I don't remember.
I think it's 20.
And what about women? Is women free?
No, but kids are.
Okay. That's cool. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to load the
nice.
OG body up, and I'm going to head up there Saturday morning. Ooh.
Bring in Hamilton, Mike.
Huh?
What you bring in Hamilton, Mike?
Malibu.
Nice.
I'm bringing G-Baby.
Nice, nice. I'm sure I must have seen you at Milan before.
Yeah, spectators.
Yeah, I used to have a little white Monza when I was to race at Milan.
Okay, all right.
And I had a blue Malibu. My son hit the water about 2 years ago in my Malibu.
Nice.
saw, got another one and put it together.
Nice. Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Yeah. You say, but no W.
Correct.
Right,
on
the 28th.
Yeah.
Unless you want to run with the big tire guys, then you can run whatever the hell you want.
No, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't have that much of a problem, but you know what I'm saying? I don't want to.
Just remember, John Quick's the one that's been winning them up there, so.
Yeah. And Sherman Baker been winning small tire, huh?
Actually, what's that guy out of Ohio that brought that ProMod Malibu wagon up there? Didn't he win big tire the last two events?
He was on the show,
wasn't he, Rick? Didn't we have him on
the
show?
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but you know, Ohio's been taking all the money back home with him.
Yeah, Shermanator's been winning it. So one of us got to give Shermanator something, Hamilton Mike. One of us got to take him out, get that bounty.
Hey. He on a small tire, right?
He's a Malibu guy.
Yep.
Yeah, you got Schoenbaker in a small tire, whatever that guy's name in that old wagon, in big tire. And then there's a, what is that, a Grand Prix? That Shermanator?
Grand Prix.
And a G-Body shootout. All three of them guys got bounties on their heads, too, above and beyond the purse.
Okay.
Yep. I've seen a few more of those Pontiacs coming too, Rich. Somebody posted another Pontiac Grand Prix like that. That guy's there. That he'll be there coming up. I can't remember who that was that posted that. One of Detroit Hood buddies or something.
Well, I know Chuck B. Humble's got some new cars in his group that's coming up, so I don't know what they're going to be running.
Yeah. I think it's good.
It's growing. Every month it gets bigger and bigger.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Before you know it.
What's that, Brent?
I say it's going to be a short work week.
Yeah, with tomorrow being Monday, it'll be Saturday before you know it.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's time to do a little homework and get ready.
Yeah, check that list.
Oh, yeah.
I am back.
Somebody give me a set of 28 10-5s to put on the back.
Yeah, you might be able to find some.
Oh yeah, I can get a pair. And just think, I never thought I would put the tires back on. I gave a new set to a friend of mine, and he put them on his Cutlass.
Okay.
Sounds like your buddy needs to come too.
Yeah. I got quite a few buddies. Someone along me a pair for a minute.
I know a guy that can order you a set if you want, but I'm not sure they'll get here by Friday.
No, I can. If I can go to McCormick. You know, they're right up the street from me and just buy me a pair. But I just bought some drag radio. That's why I was saying that drag radio ain't no good on a no prep circuit.
I wondered about that. I often thought about trying mine, but man, I hate to not, you know, hook up and then have to switch them over at the day of the race, you know. But I did wonder about that.
I was asking the guys. They said a guy came with it and went all the way to the semis with him.
I was wondering about it, too. Crossed my mind here.
Yeah, you sure with the drag radio, the guys will laugh at you.
They probably will.
Yeah.
They might not know if you show out, they might not laugh.
Oh, well.
Well, that guy made it all the way to the finals against Sherman last time. He was on him, that Mustang.
Yeah.
He was on a Pro 275, but that was before they started scraping the track. But I just talked to Mike, too, and they are scraping the track. All the concrete will be scraped for Saturday.
Oh.
Nice.
I would like to be the last car down.
Okay.
The nice thing is G-Body gets the second round. You know, they run the small tire first, and there's usually 30 or so of those. And so G-Body comes in. The small, and he says they always do it that way. That's the way.
Oh, that's good then. The tracks are starting to come around then by G-Body shootout time.
Yes,
right.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Anybody talk to Jasper?
Not in a couple of weeks.
I haven't.
He's been busy working on cars.
Have
it. Yeah, they're getting ready for that team shootout that they're down in Ohio having, that 10-car team. 10 cars per team, and I think they got 7 or 8 teams that are coming down there, and it's all big money, big money.
Wow.
Well, that's West Virginia, right?
I think that is where it's at, West Virginia.
Yep. Like that.
Yeah, at that Berkeley Springs Airport.
There you go. See, Mike knows. He's part of that
I'm
world
supposed to be in that.
Well, you better get your shit fixed, then.
I'm looking at heads right now on here. Ain't nothing to stop.
All right, I'm back.
Can't get shit for parts right now.
Well, I'd ask you what you're looking for, but that might give away a little bit more information than you want.
Oh, the stock 283 head.
Right. I might have a set of those laying around, but
these were the power pack version. No, they were the good ones.
Which way?
Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday.
For sure.
Yep, definitely. Definitely, guys. Look forward to it, too.
That way you guys are ready to tell Shake, you know, hey, that guy Hamilton Mike came down, man, and held his own ground.
Need any pimp juice or any of that stuff, Mike, come find me because I'll have it.
Oh, you have nitrous?
I sell nitrous, racing fuel, the puddle pour. I do the blue collar track glue.
What they call it, the glitter juice?
Nah, that's stripper glitter, but yeah, I've got better shit than that.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to come after find you. Yeah, I can get, because I need 3 bottles filled.
Well, you're going to have to come
there
to me before the track, because I ain't going to be able to fill nitrous at the track. I don't take my big bottles there, so. But
well,
Shake's got my address and all that, and my number, and.
And
are you on the way of going to the track?
I'm a half hour away, 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, a lot of people won't fill your bottle. They say your bottle has to be Cole.
I would prefer it. It makes it a lot easier, and you get a better fill that way. But I do have a filling station, and I can do it the other way if I have to. But
okay, because I know when I get to go to Miami, you know, I take the bottle over there, and they'll fill it in 10 minutes. I go back and pick it right up.
Yeah, I can do that. I just don't like to.
Well, what I have to do is I just have to put them in a cooler and put them on ice.
That makes a huge difference.
Okay.
I got to get.
Well, if I could get to your place before I get there, because down here, you know, everybody is, the people that I was filling them for, they mother bottles are empty. So I have to get my bottles filled.
Yep, I still got a full one I haven't tapped into yet, and I got one that I took two fills out of so far. And I'm sure if all my guys come around, I'll have three brand new mother bottles here again by the weekend.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I've got Dragon Race Fuel here too, and like I say, I got the pimp juice that you pour out for doing your burnouts too.
So you got the Dragon Race Fuel?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so you have no VP?
No. What I got is just as good as VP at half the price almost.
Okay. So what is equivalent to the C16?
Be the one, the same thing, once they're the 116.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, all right, our buddies are running it. Yeah, a lot of guys are running that, and all my buddies are having really good luck with it, too. So it's working good.
I haven't. It's the old Torco fuel. Back, you remember Torco from Evanol?
Yeah.
Well, the guy that used to chemically mix, the guy that used to mix all of Torco's fuel is doing his own company now. He's out of Indiana.
Okay.
It's the same recipe.
He called it Dragon.
Yep, Dragon Race Fuel.
Somebody got a killer loose.
But if you're going to want 116, you need to let me know, like, in the next day or so. Because I normally don't keep that around.
Yeah, I just need an address or where I will be coming to.
You want me to send it to him?
Yep, send him all
the
information.
Hamilton,
send him my number and everything.
Hey, Hamilton Mike.
Yeah.
So I got a couple nitrous bottles here at the house. I mean, it just, you know, I don't know if you're coming that day, but, you know, I could take my bottle to Rich and he could fill it. Then you'd have a bottle, and if you used it, then I just take it back at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if that'll help you or not, but I thought I'd offer it.
Yeah, that would be fine. That way I can just go to the track and I can find you when I get there.
Right. Well, that's what I was thinking, because if you had to come that morning, it'd be awful early, or you'd have to make a long trip the night before to get them filled, and that's going to be probably tough on you. And so I've got two bottles. I don't use nitrous. It's for my old setup, and I'm not got that on there right now, and I'm probably not going to use it, but I'd be more than glad to take these bottles, and then you can just square up with Rich, and when you get done before you head out back to town, I'll just get my bottles back from you. Or, you know,
I'm
if you want one
that.
Or two.
Well, I'm going to need two because, that day I only use one that day because that'll be fine because I have a bottle that's in the car now.
I used to get two or three passes on a
bottle.
I only
get two passes off a bottle.
Okay, yeah. And so, I've got a Compu bottle and a Elderbrock bottle, so I'm sure. I know the Elderbrock still got some in it. I opened it up the other day messing with it, but I have no problem doing that, so I'll get those bottles. Rich, you listening there? I'll bring you these bottles and drop them off. That way we can hook Mike up and that'll help him out. So
And if something happens and you do go through the bottle you got in the car and the other one, you make the finals and you need another bottle, I'll have about 7 or 8 of them in my trailer for my car. So,
okay, that's cool.
We'll look out for you. We'll take care of you. But
see, Mike, only on the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show.
I know that's what I say. I know that's what I say.
Much love.
Yeah.
But so I will be here every day, Brent. I'm off work all week, so.
Okay. Okay, nice. Yeah, I'm off tomorrow, but after that, that's it. Back to it.
Yeah, well, if you're coming, if you
me too.
Come out this
I'm
way,
I'm off tomorrow, and I'll be right back at it on Tuesday.
I'll get them filled up, and then I can just take them with me in the trailer. You ain't got to worry about coming back and getting it or whatever. I'll just bring it up here with us.
Your trailer got a name on it?
Not yet, but it should by then. It'll say Easy Streeter on the back door.
Easy Feeder?
Easy Streeter. STR Streeter.
Oh, okay. All right, man.
And on the car, it's got the name of the company, Civil Infraction Motorsports, and that's in the back window of the car.
Okay.
And then...
Hey, Hamilton.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rich. No, I was going to say...
Sorry, guys.
That's what I was going to say. He'd probably be easier to find you than me, because I'll be up front. You'll be down there by the gate.
Well, I like to get closer to the front as possible, because I don't have a real crazy radiator in my car. So, you know what I'm saying? Heat and my radiator, they don't like each other. The radiator is real small in the car, so I just make, you know, normally just make a pass, come back and just shut it off. So I try to be right at the front so I don't have to, you know, put a whole lot of heat in the motor, just driving it up there.
I'll be parked right on the 8th mile at the finish line just about. That's about where I'm going to try to park.
You can't miss that badass 442 either. That thing stands out from all of them.
What color is it, burgundy? A purple?
It's burgundy. It's got one hell of a paint job on it.
Is that the one that Melvin was messing with up at 131?
Yep.
Yeah. Post-spin racing? Yeah. I just sent you a Rich phone number, Mike.
All right.
And I sent you that flyer of the race, too.
Yeah, I seen that Oldsmobile, the one with the two carburetors on it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that car. Yeah, beautiful car.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, real nice car. I was at 131 there when he was there with my car.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been having fun. We've been doing that. We went back over to 131 a couple weeks ago. We run that one over there with the radios, and I've been switching them back and forth, the radios and the slicks.
With no adjustments?
Oh, yeah, we've been adjusting the shocks big time. Yeah, we've been making some pretty good adjustments, but we get into where we got, you know, we just document what we're doing and switch it back for the PYOP and trying to figure out which one I really want to do. Looking like the PYOP, I really like those events, and I don't know, mine seems to be hooking up pretty good down through there, so we're getting, we're just trying to get used to it.
Well,
having fun.
Well, I'm going to try it. If it don't work, well, I can always sit on the side and eat and watch, can I?
Now you're starting to sound like Shake.
Yeah.
Eating.
Oh, well. Now I know what I got to do.
Yeah, we're gonna miss you, Shake.
Yeah, man, I'm hating. I'm gonna miss it too. So.
No, I understand. We understand. Our hearts will be with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Appreciate
yes,
you, man.
Yes.
Appreciate you. I'm gonna have to go. They do a lot of street racing down there, so I might have to go sneak and tip up.
No,
my
that's
man.
Dangerous, Shake. That's dangerous.
No, I'm talking about the watch. I ain't gonna race. Actually, where I'm from, they street racing. They got a place over there by the port. The police don't even mess with them. They race all day long.
What?
Not
it's
no
a
more.
Back, it's
not
a,
no more.
It's a back.
Not no more.
It's a back road. It's
done.
No, I'm not talking about here, Rich. I'm talking about where I'm from. In my state. There's a place called the port where the ships and stuff come in with loads, and it's a back road over there. They just race at will, and the police don't mess with them. So when I go home, after the film, I'll probably shoot over there and watch a couple of races.
Hopefully it's still there. For some reason, every state in the Northeast has cut down on that shit this last month or so. Hard.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about in Arkansas, Rich, where I'm going.
Well, yeah, but
for the film.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you're talking about Mexico up here?
All over. I mean, any Mexico you go to, out in Oklahoma, Texas, here, Indiana, Ohio. I mean, they've been hammering the Mexico races, like, weekly.
Well, it's real simple. They can fix that. Just give us a place where we can do our little stuff and leave us alone.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do that. But that would generate so much money for the city, man.
Well, Mike, Hamilton, Mike, if they gave us the airport or even French Road, which is right next to the airport, it would generate a lot of money for the revenue for the city would be great. If they even just let us lease a street, you know, and block it off, and we do our own thing.
See, I think they just got the wrong idea about what'll be going on there. They thinking that, you know, how it used to be, and it wouldn't be like that.
Well, you know, I believe you're right, because our city council, our news people, every time an accident happened, they blame it on street racing. They blame it on street racing.
Yep.
They got a bad
yes,
taste in their mouth about street racing.
Well,
if they came out to something,
when you're talking about people having the wrong idea, Shake, I was at a track Friday night testing. Okay. And I talked to the track owner about doing a no prep, no time event. And as soon as it come out of my mouth, he's like, hell no, we're not having fights and gunfights and shit at my track. We're not doing one.
What?
Well,
yeah, see,
grudge
one person
makes
you
shit,
bad
that's
for
what
the
it's
next.
All about.
You know what I'm saying?
But everybody's got an idea of grudge racing and these no-time shootouts being the same thing, and they're not.
No.
Oh, we could throw this example at them. The race that the racetrack at 42, you remember when that one guy got killed and two people got hurt? You remember that?
Exactly.
No, I don't remember that. No, I don't.
Yeah, it was right.
Shooting.
It was after Young Money had their first race, and it was before this last race. Now, that race, it was one person got killed, two people got hurt, injured. That was not a grudge race or a no prep race. That was some those rice burner cars.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My wife called mm-hmm. them zip cars.
Yeah, that's the kind of cars that was there. And yeah. and them guys
my wife
involved
them zip cars. Them little zip cars.
Yeah. So they can't just blame everything on no prep or grudge racing. It's the individuals that cause
it. Yeah, just leave
mess.
A bad taste in their mouth, man, you know, and they just can't shake it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, I mean, I had a not really heated, but a hard discussion with Mike up there at Motorplex, and
mm-hmm.
he won't have nothing to do with it. And I told him, I said, we don't have that stuff. We haven't had any of them incidences at Onondaga. None of them.
Right.
You know, it's just the group of people that you would bring in, and he just, nope, we're not doing it. I'm not even interested. I mean, and that's a boatload of money that he's walking away from.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but, you know, I hate to be the one to say it, but, you know, it's the younger generation of the drag racer that's got it all messed up like this. That's my take on it.
Well, it definitely ain't the seniors that's getting in a bunch of mess.
No, no, it's not. Because, you know, they done been around a few blocks. They know how it go.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. It is the young ones.
Yes, it is.
Mike Glenn.
Yes, sir.
Do you do grudge racing?
Seldomly on the street here and there, yeah.
Okay. On the street. Have you ever grudge raced at a racetrack?
Yeah.
Okay. How do y'all go about y'all's grudge race? It's X amount of dollars put up, right?
Yep.
How do y'all go
a
about y'all's grudge race?
A neutral party holds on the money.
A neutral party.
Yep.
So that neutral person would be your DP man.
Yeah, be somebody. Yeah, exactly. Someone that's, you know, you've got no money in it, obviously, and isn't on one side or the other. Someone you can trust. Someone both sides trust holds the money.
Okay. Now I just want to ask you
this
question.
You set a time when your car's got to be in the lanes, right? If you ain't there on time, you get about 5 minutes, and you paying punk out if you ain't there.
Okay. So you and let's pull up a name, brother. Tyson. You and Tyson's gonna race.
Yep.
You and Tyson both asked Brent to be the DP man. Y'all negotiate the money, the track. What's the steps going to be about in the race? And when you get to the track, you all put your punk out money up? Or the whole pot?
Well, usually you lock in, right? So you got 1,000 locked on 5 or something. Your 1,000's already
mm-hmm.
locked in with your DP man, right?
Okay.
And that's usually your punk out is the lock in, right?
Right.
So
that's already been configured. So when you get to the track, you get to the lanes or whatever, then the rest of the money's there.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, follow me, see where I'm getting at. Now, this guy that you got as a DP man, if you win the race and the DP man gives the money to the other guy, Tyson, what do you do?
Oh, that's a bad situation.
I ain't never been in that situation, so
I know.
That wouldn't be good.
I haven't.
Be bad.
I never have, too. So how do you handle a situation like that? If your DP man gives the money to the wrong party. Whoo, I see smoke.
Yeah, that turns into a fight.
The DP man is responsible for that.
True. So what do you do, Mike?
He going to have to come up with the money.
I don't do shit.
Mike
responsibility.
Hold on. I'm putting Mike's back up against the wall because this has happened one time, and we've seen it. What do you do, Mike, if the DP man gives the money to the wrong party? Whoo!
Yeah,
fine headers. Fine headers.
Yep.
So you can't think of anything. What do you do?
Can't do that. They can't. They ain't doing that. That ain't happening. At least over here, it ain't.
I mean, but how do
you
stop
the DP man? Because you ain't choosing
the
guy that's going to do that, you know.
Say the DP man gives the money to the other party, and you're supposed to be the winner. So he gave it to him. What's the chance of you getting your money back? Slim to none.
There's going to be a fight. For sure.
Okay.
Because you know how many parties are betting. You know you got 10 people betting on your side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was a blatant scam, then there's definitely 8 of them dudes are fighting.
Okay. I understand how you would handle it. Because some people would handle it a little differently. Some people would try to keep down the mess because they got a lot to lose.
Yeah, I mean,
depending on the amount of money, you know, some people will say, "Hey, I'm gonna take that chance and I'm gonna risk losing and some mess jump."
Right.
So then you get those pow, somebody shot man down at the racetrack. So
right.
It can happen, but that person that made the wrong decision need to be held accountable. Now, we had one guy all the way from California made a comment. He says, well, what about the person that the DP man gave the money to? He know he lost, but he kept the money anyway. Ooh, shouldn't he be held liable too?
Yeah, shouldn't have accepted it.
Just one, like KRS-One say, just a thought. Because it might happen.
Oh, it could happen.
So, what do you do to prevent this stuff from happening? You pick the proper personnel. Tyson pick somebody you agree with.
Right.
And you gotta know this person to the T. Just to say, hey, Mike, you pick the DP man, I go along with it. Well, if you pick him and he screw over me, I just messed up because I let you pick him. It's got to be somebody, a neutral party, that I trust and
yep.
You trust. Ooh, this thing got quiet on the show. Because, Mike, things like that, you don't think it would happen, but they do. They do. That unexpected call, and it went to the wrong person. So we as men, and we talk about this, and I'm going to continue to talk about this because I got something that just popped up in my head. We as men, grown men, everybody in here, I'm sure, over 40 years old, we as men know what's right and wrong. We should do our due diligence to make things right.
That's correct.
If I go to the barbershop and I get my hair cut and me and the barbershop man talking and the rest of the fellas in the barbershop talking and I walk to the door and hadn't paid him, Shake and Bake, you owe me some money. Oh, shoot, I'm sorry. I'm sitting here and talked and ran my mouth and forgot to pay the man. be a man and just go ahead and pay him. But some people just walk out and say, oh, fuck it. So who are true men? We have to practice what we preach. Be the man that you are and say, hey, man, I messed up. When I get my check, I'm going to throw you blah, 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 this. Make sense?
Hey, Shake and Bake. Hey, Shake and Bake.
Yes, sir.
Be accountable.
Yes.
Hey, Shake and Bake.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Now, what I want to say, if you can hear me, Shake and Bake, and my soldier from New York, can y'all hear me? Again. Now, only time I figure somebody would do that when they know it's not going to be no repercussion behind it. Now, if they figure they can go there and get, you know, get away with it, they're going to try it. But if they feel there's going to be some repercussion behind it, 90% of the times, anybody will likely try that. I mean, I listened at this for a long time, and I mean, I ain't no bad person, but I know if somebody will pull some stuff on me like that, it will be some repercussion if I'm by myself. So they know how I act and the way I carry myself in life. I think that makes a big difference. I don't think they're going to play that. So it's just like they say, if you play with a dog long enough, he's going to lick you in your face. So I'm not going to put myself in a situation where somebody's going to lick me in my face like that. I'm going to leave it there.
Okay. Did y'all understand what he was talking about? You understand what he's talking about, Mike Glenn?
Yes, sir.
Tell me if I'm correct. If people knew that there's going to be some problems that they got to answer to, they wouldn't do it. So
just the way you present
yeah, so
you're
yourself, right.
Just the way you present
so,
yourself, certain things
right.
You shouldn't put yourself in if you know what I mean, that it's a possible chance that this could happen to you. You know who is who. Everybody know who
mm-hmm.
a lot of bad guys are or guys is not going to do right all the time. And, you know, there's a possible chance they're going to pull situations. So when you take a chance and get involved with these type of people, you know what I mean, then things like that are going to
yep.
happen. You know, if I'm walking down the street and somebody on the other side of the street and I tell them, I say, look, don't cross over. I say, hey, where you going at? And I can see they up to something that was no good. Now, if they keep on coming, then if I'm not ready, hey, they're going to keep on crossing the street on me. But if I'm ready, then there's a chance he might turn around and go back the opposite direction. But if he feel, you know what I mean, he can come on and keep coming across that street and do whatever he had on his mind because he feel I'm going to pull up on the side of the street and say, oh, go ahead. But if he feel he's going to have some problems, then he's going to keep on walking down on his side of the street.
Ooh. Gotcha. 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 Boy, y'all come up with some good ideas, some good points, boy.
Keep your zipper closed. Don't keep opening your zipper and you can't handle the other corner. Keep your zipper closed. You keep running your mouth and you ain't ready, hey, somebody going to find out whether you're ready or you're not.
Yeah, so good report. So my next question is, somebody sent this a text to me. They wanted to know when, let me see if I can read it here. They want to know they gave three of them. They want to know, what do you mean when you say you give the person the back tire? Somebody answer that for them. What do you mean when you give somebody the back tire?
Stays with the back tire instead of the front.
Mic number two, Hamilton.
He said it. That's what it is.
Rich? Brent?
Those guys, what Mike said is right, but I ain't into all that shit. If we can't race heads up, I ain't doing it.
Okay, personal. That's your personal preference. But somebody wants to know what definition of it is, because if they get into a race going in blind and not knowing the definition of it, you looking for a loss already. Okay, the next one was somebody asked to give them the break. You got the break.
That's the hit.
Anybody disagree?
You got the hit.
That means you can scat up out of there.
You
following.
Okay.
So at a certain time, you go, or you got to wait on certain lights, or putting on what the race is, whether it's a grudge race, or whether it's a bracket race, or whether it's a pull your own pedal race, or if you gave me a hit, is it at any certain time you leave in any of those races?
Right. Stipulations are, some people might say 5 seconds, 10 seconds within a certain part of time or something, you know.
What if you,
yeah, they give
Mike,
you a certain time to leave once your light is
right
on. You got a certain amount of seconds to get up and
can't
out of
sit
there
a minute.
Right. Because a lot of guys, when you do stuff like that, they play games with you.
Yep. You got to have all the stipulations figured out.
So what if I say we both leave on the green light? What do you say about that, Mike Glenn?
That's head up.
Yeah, that's not giving a break.
Hmm?
Where you got to wait for the green before you could go?
Mm-hmm.
If you're giving the break up, yeah, and then you got to wait for the green. That's – can't leave before the green.
Okay, the last one is you got everything in grudge race.
Clear.
I don't see too much of that.
That's break.
A
it's clear.
Yeah.
That's usually somebody just trying to make some jokes and be funny. Cause, you know anybody that gave you everything
down
in grudge racing?
Yeah, I know somebody that gave somebody everything in grudge racing and got the win.
Mm-hmm.
He a bad dude.
He must have found him a quack, quack. Quack, quack.
He's finding a duck, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just so much in this drag race stuff. You know, I'm just like the guy just said. You know, I just rather just run head up, man. You know what I'm saying? And just forget about it. Be all you can be. If you want to, get you two when the tree come down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but.
So you say everything in drag racing, somebody said they give you that. That means that's the back tire, the brake, and they still got to clear you on the other end.
Yeah.
You
got
to gap them.
So where does the back tire sit at? I never heard that answer yet. At the fender, at the front of, at the same side, the man's front tire. Where does the back tire sit at, if somebody gave you the back tire? I mean, I'm asking a question. That's all, you know. Where is actually
depends
the
if you're staging with a light bumper on a straight.
So the back tire is going to sit at the front of the next person's bumper.
Good report. You need to find out them steps before you go race and lock in.
Yep.
Because it will be some arguments.
Yeah. When you do that and don't find out what's going on, that's like buying a pig in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're going to get.
And if you baptized is already across the line, so how you going to activate the light? Somebody going to walk up there and activate the light with their feet? Or how is that going to happen? On the opposite side.
Activate.
Okay. I mean, I'm just wondering. Because you don't went past
the light. You're going to bump the back tire into the beam instead of the front. And the front ones are so far forward, they're way out.
Yeah, you can barely see the tree.
Right. I mean, it should be forward enough where you can.
You better know.
Well, trust me, if a guy giving you all that, believe me, he already know he got you covered.
Yep.
Yeah, he better.
That's plain and simple. He already know he got you covered if he giving you all that.
Well, you know, to me right now, after watching a lot of races and listening to a lot of, you know, races being set up, and that's the most point to most of it right now, is a lot of tricks, regardless of what kind of race it is. You know, the next person trying to find some kind of way to bring their trickery in there to gain advantage. Some kind of way. Or calling you to change a whole bunch of stuff and hoping you make a lot of mistakes changing stuff or make just that one mistake. So, you know, just like I see some people come to the track and your car might be running an 8 and theirs already running a 2nd, but they know 7, but they know that their car was going to wheel stand and leaving the line, so they want this gaining enough so when their car come up and go back down, they, you know, got the same advantage of running you or get the chance to beat you. They're always trying to find a way, you know what I mean? They're trying to get you. So you got to be paying a close attention in life when you out here drag racing these days, regardless of what kind of race it is. You got to pay attention because that's what it's all about. It's gaining that split second or throwing you off balance. That's why there's so much arguing and so much debating and stuff like that. Get your mind off of your game and make you forget.
Get you off your square.
Yes, you got to pay attention. And then you got to let some stuff go through one ear and come out the other because you already got your game in your mind. What you going to do? So you can't pay attention to a lot of that. And then a lot of the people that bring those games is not even driving the car, don't even own the car. They got them type of people hanging around.
It's always them.
just to throw you off. And they
that's
run them off
that person's job is to get you off your square so you can make
that's
a mistake.
It.
Right, right.
That's their job.
And they got you. He ain't driving nothing. Don't own nothing. He ain't driving nothing. But he's sitting there running his yakking away. Right now.
Yeah, but, you know. Oh.
Yeah.
Mr. Clean had a pretty good turnout over there today, Shay.
Sure did. We talked about it earlier, Mike.
Yeah.
It's been getting bigger and bigger every year at that car show. And,
yeah.
Mike, you want to know something funny? Hello.
You there?
Hello.
I didn't hear you, Shay.
I said, you want to know something funny?
Yeah, what's that?
Shake and Bake got a trophy.
What? Well, talk show host.
Yeah. I got a trophy sitting right here next to me, dog.
Hey, that's good.
Yes, Mr. Caleb, Mr. Clean Gay, Shake and Bake a trophy. I really appreciate that. the car show gets big every year. It's a nice event, man, and the weather was excellent today. They got people out there cooking food and music, and you just walk around and talk to people about their cars. And man, they had a 1961 Bel Air. And the same year I was born. Huh? Yep, they had a pretty good car show out there today, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to see you out there.
Good night. I just wanted to get out. Wasn't doing that. I was sitting around the house. So I told my son, come on, we'll load the car up and we'll just ride up here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's only $20. You know, what the hell?
Okay. Hey, Brother Unknown.
Yes, sir.
You think we should get him?
Who is that? Yeah.
You think we should throw the trivia question to the two mics? We got two mics, so we can throw double trouble at them.
Uh-oh.
Go for it.
Go for it?
Yeah.
Go for it? Okay. Let me mute the mics. Mike Glenn and Hamilton Mike. Mike Glenn, I'm going to call you Mike number one and Hamilton Mike number two. Is that all right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, put your helmet on and strap your seatbelt in.
We're going to go for a ride.
Brother Unknown got a trivia question for you. Nobody else can answer. Brent, you might already know, but we're going to throw it at you anyway. Mike 1 and Mike 2, the question is, this is a trivia question. For $1 million, I'm going to slice up the pot. I'm putting $1 million on top of the plate. Question is, you got a man that was born in 1936. He lived to be 36 years old, and he died in 1936. Explain how that happened.
It didn't happen.
Wrong answer. Is that your final answer? Because you're going to lose that $1 million. It'll be your second chance. You want me to repeat the question again?
Yes. How does that one work?
One at a time now.
I don't know how that happened, Mr.
I'm going to repeat the question again. There was a man that was born in 1936. He lived to be 36 years old. And he died in 1936. How the heck that happened? Explain. Unknown, jumping in his socks.
Yeah, you're sick. You got him. You got him. Oh,
I don't know that one.
They died, man. They died. Oh, man. I that's a loaded gun, ain't it? Unknown.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do y'all give? I got him in a headlock right now.
Yep, he do.
I had to ask my wife that question. She just hit me with a double take, like, what?
You unloaded shit.
Even your backup need backup.
Yeah, my backup need backup.
I'm telling you.
I think somebody want to buy some insurance right about now.
I'm telling you. That's a heck of a one, Jake.
Mike number one.
Final answer. I don't know that one. That's a good one.
He gives.
I don't know either. Hey, help us out.
Okay. Final answer for both of them. You want to give them the answer, mm-hmm. Unknown?
No, I'm going to let you mm-hmm. go ahead and finish beating them up.
Yeah. All right. This man.
Yeah, man, I got Melvin calling me, Jake. Hold on. Melvin calling me.
Oh, no. Hell no. Melvin already got that. Okay. You done lost already, Hamilton Mike. I'm going to mute your mic. Melvin play a game. Hamilton Mike is out of this question. He's been muted. Okay. Mike Glenn, you get $1 million. You just have to wait because it's in the mail. Check's in the mail. But I ain't gonna let Hamilton Mike come on the show because he gonna try to spoil the whole party. Melvin calling it. Melvin. It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. You can't come on here and tell nobody.
Ah, no.
That was a good one though. Unknown. You came up with this one a while back, and Melvin trying to cheat and give the answer. But Mike Glenn, the answer is, the man was born in 1936. He lived to be 36 years old, and he died in room 1936.
That's the answer.
That's the answer.
You got it, Shake.
Oh, man.
You got it.
You feel like we did, like you got a sour sucker in your mouth, because they hit us with that months ago and had everybody on the show start. Good God Almighty.
Man, carry that home with you.
Huh?
Carry that one home with you.
Carry it home
Nobody
with you.
Nobody will get it.
I know
Nobody
it would.
Nobody will get that one.
Because all the people I know didn't pass the fifth grade.
And Melvin trying to tell it, huh?
Right. That's why I got his mic and Hamilton Mike muted, so they can just go off the show with that, because they ain't gonna cheat. They're not gonna cheat here.
You caught them up.
Good God Almighty.
Tell
with his family for the holiday.
He missed that one.
Mm-hmm.
He would have loved that. Yeah, that's a good one. Man, it is raining out here so hard you can hear it coming down.
Ooh, well, it came from Detroit, so we're just sharing it with y'all because it was here last night.
Yeah, it stopped at $60,000, you know. They had $30,000 a piece they were running against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, they get a chance to save their money.
The rain came down about 7:45.
Well, they get a chance to save their money and put it up on another day.
Somebody was praying real hard. That was close.
Now, who was that had the race at Bud's Creek? I know.
It was Larry T that owns Colonial Beach.
Yeah, I know he put up the race. It was his race, but who was the two guys that was race supposed to race?
It was Cassius Clay and the guy Rick out of New Jersey.
Rick Fox.
No, not him. Cannibal.
Cannibal?
Yeah, that's who it is. You're right. Cannibal, that's his name.
Rick Fox,
Rick
right?
Fox.
Yeah, Ricky Fox.
Yeah.
Small block cars.
Yeah, they said they had to pass two small blocks around. That's what
they
said.
Ride, too.
And they were going to find out who was going to be the man tonight.
Do they?
Yeah, but they never got to it. 15 minutes away.
Oh, yeah, they ride.
Oh, man. Oh,
and
man.
And it's cold down raining. Oh, damn, Randy.
Somebody was...
There was
one of them,
in the lane.
One of them two racers was doing a rain dance in their trailer, and we just don't know which one it was.
But the only thing got me is I watched them both make about 2 or 3 shutdowns apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, you know, both of them went down all 3 times. And I just said to myself, after they made that first shakedown, they should have went on and got that over because they had already called for 40% at 9 o'clock. But the rain came
in.
Yeah. And by you playing around like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was
real
nice, though. I mean, I will say that it was really, really nice.
Well, if they both did pretty good shakedown, that's just stirring it up more for next time. It might be some more money on the pot next time, depending on who's more confident than the other. Now this is not a trivia question, but I can bring Mike back in here. Hey, Cheetah, we're going to call you Mike the Cheetah, not Hamilton Mike. Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you can take whatever Melvin tells you and spit it in the toilet.
I never talked to Melvin, Shay. I never talked to Melvin.
Oh, you did?
No, okay. I never talked to him. And I got on the other line, he had hung up.
Yeah, because he knows.
No, I never spoke with Melvin.
He heard me because he know the answer. He was on the show when we were talking about it before. So he was going to tell you, but he backed off. It's better.
You think
but
that's what
anyway,
he was calling me for, Jake, to tell me the answer?
I bet you it was. That's my boy and all. He probably going to tell you. And you get that million dollars. You would have got that $1 million. He would have asked you to split it with him. But
you think so?
I'd just be fooling with him. That's all. He was supposed to come to the car show today and didn't show up. So I'm a pick with him. Now we talk about safety on this show, Mike. Both of you, Mike, and because you know it's always good to talk about safety because you reiterate it into your head. So when you come out there on the track, and your life is at stake, yours and the other driver. So try to keep some safety in the shows at all times. I'm going to ask you this question, Hamilton Mike. Do you have a tow loop on your car?
Not a tow loop. No, I don't.
You don't? You know what that is?
No, I don't. Huh?
Hold on. Mike Glenn, do you have a tow loop on your car?
A tow loop?
Yeah.
I have a push bar set up, and I have a loop underneath to pull it.
Not underneath, inside the car. A tow loop.
No.
Okay. We was at 42.
On the pedal, pull the pedal back. A tow loop.
Do
a tow hook. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
If the throttle sticks,
you
pull it back with your foot.
Yeah. We was at 42 not too long ago in one of our races. His driver was driving the car and the gas pedal stuck. And it went full throttle and he went for a ride. We mentioned about the tow loop. It's a bar, Hamilton Mike, it's a bar that goes around your gas pedal.
Right.
Or like
if you put your foot in, if it gets stuck you can pull it out.
Right,
yep.
And pull it up.
Exactly.
And he did not have, the brother did not have the tow loop on his car. So his driver went for a ride, slid off into the sand dune, and it kind of tore up the car a little bit. So But that is a safety device that is should be on all these cars, everybody's car. And he didn't have it on his, and it might have. We ain't saying it could have or it couldn't have, might not have, but it's a safety device, and it's on there for a purpose, for that purpose. Because a lot of times the firewall sticks the pedal, sticks the rod, and makes it where it don't come back like it's supposed to. It doesn't apply to the cable, but it applies to the rod. If you put that tow loop on there, it's a good chance you can bring that joker back down to idle and stop. Because when it's wide open throttle, a lot of guys panic. A lot of guys have I call it a bowel movement in their head, and they forget to do the certain things. Because we talked about, well, what can any person do? Well, can he pull a parachute? Yeah. Can he use the tow loop? Yeah. Somebody mentioned cutting the car off. Well, these things is there for safety. And putting them on your car doesn't take much, and it helps. Save you a whole lot of damage. What you got to say about that?
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. That, my car have a cable. I don't have a rod.
Okay. Now, with that, by you having a cable on there, it won't. I don't think it'll work on that.
No.
If the people that use the rod, those people that have the rod on there, they have better control of pushing the gas pedal down and pulling it up in case it do stick. If you got a cable, Mike, and your car goes wide open throttle for some reason, you shit out of luck.
Yeah, that could be a... That can get ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, things like that, you know what I'm saying, to happen like that, you know, that's when, you know, the experience and being a driver comes in because, you know, the first something you got to do is shut the car off. I don't care what the RPM is. If you kill the ignition, it's going to die.
It's going to hesitate. Because it's that wide open throttle, but when you stop that spark, you halfway there. So you need to do as much as you possibly can to stop that high revving engine, because it wants to go for a ride. And certain cars at certain speed, putting on the brakes at a certain speed, sometimes ain't the best thing to do. Because with a car at a certain speed, you're supposed to pull that chute first, let it deploy, let it hit you in that ass, and then master brake. But in them circumstances where the gas pedal sticks, yeah, you better try everything you can. Everything you can. Even if you have to take your drawers off and throw them out the window for a parachute. They gonna be full of shit anyway.
I don't think you got time to do that.
whoever's out at the end of the eighth of a mile might get some of that repercussion of them draws. All right, fellas. Y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about? Unknown, Hamilton, Mike, Brent, Rich, Corey. Shoot, we got a lot of man. We got a bunch of people listening. Nobody wants to hit the one button and comment. We can get the hell out of here then. Anything you want to talk about, Mike?
I'm good, Chick. We can already talk about that.
Cause I like you eating.
No, man, I'm watching a movie with my wife.
Well, who is that doing all that smacking? That you, Mike? Go ahead.
No.
Nah, I ain't eating. How about the Mike over there smacking? He know I'm about to ask him for something to eat.
he think
he's smart. That's okay. That's okay. I'll see you when I get back.
Got some steak?
Got some steak? Oh, man. So
hey,
how long is it going
to
take you to get your card?
Don't forget to send me his number and stuff.
I sent you the number
when I get
to
the track on Saturday.
I sent you the number to Rich's number earlier, Mike. Look on your phone. It might
on
not come up on your phone. Until you, the flyer I sent, bro, I sent the flyer.
I see the flyer.
Messenger. Yeah, and I text you his number.
Okay.
As a text. You'll see Rich and a 269 number.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, you might not can see it until you get off the phone.
Right, right.
Because the
messenger. Good talking to you guys. Looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday.
Okay. Mike Glenn, is it going to be
a
minute before you get your car back together?
Yeah, it might be. My next one might be that Virginia, that state team deal.
What deal was
17th,
that? I didn't hear.
I believe.
17th,
that West Virginia airport.
September. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Unless I get me some other cylinder head to put on it, then I'll probably be at the local track on the 11th for a no prep.
On what track?
We do have a 34 car shootout at our Esther drag strip in Cicero, New York, upstate New York, this coming Saturday.
Well, you know, I got a set of 23-degree heads over here off of 327. You can borrow some camera.
Man, these bad boys are 15. They 15-degree.
God.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, remember, I got a small
block
that ran
been,
through the whole field.
Been ported, polished, and touched up, and did some trick stuff to it. So they better than them 15, 17 degree heads.
Yeah.
Guarantee you go faster, man. Yep.
And they, you got next day air them to Syracuse, like tomorrow.
I'll drive them up there, man, before I go down south.
I actually sent my heads to Michigan. That's where they were going.
Ooh, don't tell too much about that, because you got guys here listening, want to know where you're going. Oh, he got his head, his fast head, so sit over there.
They right
now. Look at him.
It ain't but a couple places they can go here, trust me.
Yeah, there's a few.
Mike.
Everything goes to Michigan.
Yep, they probably want to know.
Yep.
Yeah, you got a lot of good racing companies in Michigan.
This is a motor city, like what's his name
yeah.
said. This is what we do.
Exactly.
But it's messed up. It's messed up, Mike, that we ain't got a racetrack here in the city of Detroit.
That's right.
That is crazy.
That's messed up. Here all the cars was made right here in the motor city.
Right.
Ain't got nothing. All three places. Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, and we ain't got
right.
a racetrack. Man.
You remember old Motor City Raceway?
Yeah. Matter of fact, we on the show, Mike, somebody brought it up. We Googled it. The track is still there. trees and stuff going all up on it. Yeah, the trees and stuff going up. We Google it on the show, and you can Google it and see from the air view, from the bird's eye view, and the track is still there, and ain't nothing around it. Nobody done built nothing on it.
And that place should be able to be got for a pot of red beans and rice.
Hey, yeah. Hey, get your hat out, and start raising a collection. We should be able to go get it.
Man,
for a little of nothing.
I remember my dad taking me there when I was a kid, man. I remember that raceway there.
Yep, Motor City still there.
It looks like
a ghost town. It's trees going up around it. It's some little building there. I don't know what kind of tower it was. It's a little small building there. I don't know if it was where you get your tickets from or something. I don't know, but that's about the only thing there. And you can see the grass growing all up between the concrete and the asphalt. So if I get both of you two mics together and we raise a collection, we go out there, buy it, get the license for it. Well, hell, we got quite a few guys on the
show. We can have it up and going in 2 years.
And less than that, because all you have to do is clean it. We got guys right here in the neighborhood that can do asphalt and concrete.
We throw
a couple of little street races where all we have to do is use a flashlight to flag. And the money we make from that, we go buy a tree, and then we go another race. We use that to buy a scoreboard. We throw another race. We don't need no bleachers.
No, because they all want to be behind the cars anyway.
Thank you. So we don't need no tower. We stand on top of somebody's truck.
don't say it like that, man. Come on, give us a look at it, man.
We'll call it the Motor City Ghetto Racetrack.
There you go.
If that's what we have to do. Because city council ain't giving us shit. If we went to our mayor right now, I'm willing to bet you 2-1 hit. They'd be like, nah.
You might be surprised, man. You know, you just got to think about it. You know, that's just like getting some performance work did. If you don't know nobody, you ain't going to get nothing.
Right.
Well, I don't.
You got to know somebody, man.
Right.
I don't know nobody, Mike. Do you know anybody downtown?
No, you know, I know a lot of people, man, you know what I'm saying, but nobody in that field, man.
Well, you know what? There's only two alternatives. Either you know them or you buy them.
See, the thing about it, we got to get someone in the higher office to step down and come to one of these events and see how it's done.
Uh-huh.
So that's the start.
Mike just won some money recently. We'll take 90% of that money, Mike, and we'll go buy our politician. You don't
mind. You know what?
It's gonna come back to you,
they are for sale. They are for sale.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? They just, like I said, you just got to know somebody, man. You know what I'm saying? If you can get somebody from the higher office to step down for a minute and come to one of these events, you know, that's a big jump.
Mm-hmm. They really need to see what we go through and what we want, because they feel like what we do is unsafe. We don't want to race on the street. Nobody on this show wants to race on the street.
That's true, but
we prefer a track.
That's right, but...
And
they have to realize that racing is not going to go nowhere. No matter what you guys do or say, these guys are still going to race.
Mm-hmm. When we dead and gone, the kids coming up is still going to stop at a light.
It's going to get worse.
and get it
on. It's going to get worse, sir.
Yep.
All this import they got over here that they not doing nothing with, man. They not doing nothing with it. Why not?
No.
The city put a few dollars in it, and the thing to generate so much money, man, they'd be like, man, this thing generate money like the dang old casino do.
Well, who's paying the taxes
think
on it? See, nobody. So they're losing money.
Well, wait a minute. The city don't pay taxes. That's not a private own. That city own. It's the small city airport in Detroit. It's smaller than the metro airport. Yeah. No. I'm saying the city airport is a little small city airport inside of Detroit.
Right.
I shouldn't say small, but it's we got our metro airport, which is out in Romulus. It's a huge one.
Right.
But
it's a big one, right.
This one has, if I'm not mistaken, I know it's got two landing strips and capable of a third. So that would be ample enough room to have a racetrack.
Yeah, it's over a mile.
The tower and the building. The tower is still there. They got small airplanes flying in and out every day. Every day. You know, the runways. So we had they threw a race years ago on the side where it wasn't even interfere with the planes coming in and out.
Yeah, that was in 2017, if I'm not mistaken.
Was that 17? Yeah, because the kid named Brian O. and a couple others put that race on, and we was over,
right.
And it was a no prep race because they didn't clean it. It was an area where they don't use. And it was some grass and little debris, and it was
and
plenty of room for
with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. So
yeah,
the other two runways wasn't even exposed. So that place alone could be a prime location for a racetrack.
And it was just so packed there.
It was short notice, and everybody participated, and dude, it was a good one day event, and I don't see why they don't understand how much money it could make, it could bring. I think this is my personal opinion. I think they was trying to sell it to the big three. Because you remember that video that the chief made when him and them other people was in that office, they made a comment that it is up for sale. They was hoping that the big three or either Penske, that was four entities, they was hoping that one of those four entities bought it. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they was asking $40 million. Neither one of them jumped on it on the bandwagon. It's still sitting there, 2017.
When that place could have been made that money in all this time.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been made it. So you have nowhere to go here with your car. You got to go to Lapeer. And from my house to Lapeer is about an hour and 20 minutes, man.
Oh, it's more than that. It's more than that. I'm not
going
to take
I'll go, man, I'll go straight up Telegraph, and I cut through the business route, and I'll be right. I'm about 6-7 miles away from the Pier Road when I go that way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's an hour, and for me to go to the Pier is an hour 15 from where I'm at. From my shop.
There's no other racetrack you can go to. You know, I've heard a lot of people say, man, I was just thinking about shutting my whole operation down and just selling my car, man, because there's nowhere to go to enjoy your car now.
2 hours to Norwalk, 2 hours 15 to 131.
About 42.
Yeah, 131 is cool, but it's
42.
It's two
is
and
two
a half
hours.
Hours from my house to 131. And I go to 131 if there's like a two-day event, you know, because time you wrestle with towing the car there, you got to unstrap it, you got to do whatever needs to be done to the car, you got to dry the car at the track. Now it's time to come back. That's a lot on one person. So you really have to have someone that's down with you, you know what I'm saying, that you know, that knows how to handle the tow vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Because that road get dark at night, man. So.
True.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be a lot on one person to go there and do the same day turnaround and come right back.
Yeah. That's why
I'm not with
when I travel, I like to stay. I don't do the rush coming back no more.
I don't care for leaving my car in the hotel lot. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
I you know, these guys around here, they'll steal your eyesight and you watching them.
Right. No doubt.
So you have to be careful, man. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
the thing about it is bad that, you know, people won't let you have nothing, man. So
well,
you can't leave
you
your car at the track unattended because there's a lot of jealousy out.
Oh, yeah. We seen that, Mike.
Yeah.
I ain't going to call no names, but one of the guys was at 42. And the tires on his trailer and his truck got sliced.
Yeah, and that was wrong.
Yeah, you know what? I was there
for
that.
Too far away from home.
I was there for that.
Were you there?
Yeah, that was a nice Chevy. It was a real nice Chevy right down there. I remember that. I was there for that. Yeah, I had my Chevelle there.
Where
that
was
the last year's Young Money race. Yeah.
Yep.
I was at that.
That was Young Money. That was last year. The first race Young Money had there.
I followed Mo and Sammy out there for that race. Mo was
mm-hmm.
there. He won the shootout. Well, he lost the shootout to Pipe Bender. He lost the Pipe Bender in the final. That blue Mustang. Viagra.
Yeah,
that
was
the name of the car.
That was the first time I met Mo.
Yeah, that Viagra Mustang, that fucker wasn't that
nice. I was
sitting
right next to him. Yeah, that fucker rolled.
It rides.
For sure.
They don't call it Viagra
for
nothing because when they get a hard on, it's ready.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he made Lamo look slow in the final.
Mm.
And then Mo ran that Malibu for like 5 G's. I had 500 on that. What was that, 8th Mile Randy, right? You see that one? I forget the name of the car. John the Baptist.
Yeah, the Burgundy Malibu.
Burgundy one, yeah, and that thing, they red lighted. That's the only reason why they lost. They had them all covered.
Yeah, that was a fast fucking car, man.
Yeah, that fucking car flew. And it was very unassuming looking. Like, it had steel fenders, no wing.
That's right.
You would not have bought
that
car.
If it hooked, it's going to
route. I broke off with 20.
Blow the tires off,
it's
a route.
Right. Well, they don't race in the heat during the day. They only race at night when the sun goes down and the track's real tight. Yeah, I went to that race. I remember seeing that truck with the tires flattened.
Yeah.
You know.
All right,
mm-hmm.
brothers, well, my night's going to get ready to come to an end.
Oh, Trevor. Don't say nothing.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I think he's talking to you.
No, not at all. I want to
want you to have it. Willie, you mind passing this down to...
Hey, no, hey, don't pass your cornbread to him. That's your cornbread.
Ray, I'm a grown man, okay? I'm not going to eat this cornbread. If he wants the cornbread, damn it.
Have done that. If he wants some cornbread, let him go up to the front and get his own portion of cornbread. That's your cornbread. Fuck him. Hey, man, he going to eat his cornbread, all right? Fuck you, Ray.
Look, I don't need you to take up for me. I'm all right. I'm a grown man. I can handle it.
You let him have your cornbread, you're going to be ironing his drawers and cutting his toenails.
Maybe I ought to eat your cornbread.
Oh, motherfucker, you can't have my cornbread. That's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure. Now, fuck him. Fuck that. Because I'm from New York City, goddammit. Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that go for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
His ass,
boy. New York, so that big dumb bitch how y'all dozen up in Harlem now, boy. Come on.
Hey, Mike Glenn.
Yes, sir.
Name that movie.
It was definitely Eddie Murphy.
Oh. Huh?
Eddie Murphy. I know that.
Hey, name,
I don't know
name that movie.
Oh, shit.
$50,000 on the pot. Name that movie.
Oh, man. You got to give me that drag strip out there they ain't using. Man.
Hey, you name that movie. I'll get you the city airport here in Detroit. It'll be your track come Monday morning.
Coming to America.
That wrong.
No, I know. Trading places.
wrong.
48 hours.
Your try is all over. You had a chance to get you an airport for a drag strip. So since you can't get it, oh, well.
Peace up. A-Town down.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get up out of here. That's Usher. But the name of that movie was Life. It had Eddie Murphy in it, Martin Lawrence, and a whole heap of stars. Go look it up, people. Life is a good movie. Well, I thank everybody for coming in to the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show. We had a nice show today. Want to thank our special guest, Mike Glenn, all the way from Syracuse, New York. People, Mike, you almost made it. And you're welcome to come on the show every Sunday, 8 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time. Be there, be square. We appreciate you, man, and hope you enjoyed the show. We want to thank everybody else, Mike Hamilton, Rick, Grant, Corey, Brother Unknown. Brother, you always coming up with some good topics. We appreciate you, man. Everybody else that we missed, out to Mike, let me know how things work out. And we out of here. Oh, well, we go, always put God first in everything you do, people. Always.
Got me thinking that it might be a good idea to take her with me. She's ready to leave.
Well, let's go.
And then I gotta keep it real now. Cause on the 1 to 10, she's a certified 20. That shit saved me.